This is WTAW, College Station Bryan.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. He's Texas T.
Millions of Texans, millions of Americans are rising up.
And they're a step closer to sending Ted Cruz to the U.S. Senate from Texas.
To stop the out-of-control spending and to turn around our national debt.
The Tea Party-backed Cruz beat Republican Lieutenant Governor David Dewhurst in a primary runoff, and he'll face Democrat Paul Sadler in November. Republicans and Democrats agree on something on Capitol Hill, setting the stage to battle over what they disagree on. Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson live in Washington.
Congressional leaders have cut a deal to fund the government at current levels through next March, kicking the tough budget choices to the next Congress and the winner of the presidential election. This does not ease the pain of sequestration, those across-the-board spending cuts mandated by the law that set up the failed super committee earlier this year, and it does not resolve the fate of the Bush-era tax cuts. They're still set to expire at the end of this year. It's up for a vote in the House this week. Republicans want the cuts to remain in place for every taxpayer, Dave.
Now, Rich, President Obama and Senate Democrats want to extend those cuts to families earning less than $250,000. The president will push that plan campaigning today in Ohio. Michael Phelps decorated in more silver and gold, setting a new Olympic record. Fox News Radio's Emily Wither live in London.
Michael Phelps crowned the most decorated Olympian of all time, tallying up his medal count to 19 after a gold in the 200 meters freestyle relay and a silver in the 200 butterfly. He could pick up even more medals later when he swims in the 200 meter individual medley. The USA women's gymnastics team won gold after beating Russia by a whole 5 points. The men gymnasts will be hoping to redeem themselves at the individual all-round finals later after failing to medal in the team competition. Dave.
Emily, a literary legend is dead. Author Gore Vidal, who wrote novels, plays, and essays. He was 86 and suffered from pneumonia. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Fram filters can take a beating. At the Fram Proving Grounds, they get the pound test, where they're hit with 100 PSI of pressure every second for 30,000 seconds. This leads to tough, tested Fram filters, like Fram Extra Guard, built to protect three times better than average economy filters. Don't settle for a cheaper filter. Use Fram Extra Guard. Tested, proven, and pounded into shape at the Fram Proving Grounds. Fram, don't fail your engine. See us hit our filters with more tests at Fram.com.
I am the new way to work, and I'm not quite what I seem. To my friends, I work from home every day. To my clients, I work in the Chrysler Building. And it's all thanks to my Regis virtual office. It gives me all the benefits of a prestigious office address, only without the overhead. I even have access to a private office when my clients want to meet face-to-face. I am the new way to work, and I'd like you to join me. To find out more, visit Regis.com/virtual or call 1-800-OFFICES. That's 1-800-OFFICES.
Take all our Bryan Broadcasting stations everywhere on your mobile phone. Launch and load at RadioAggieland.com. 1620 WTAW College Station Bryan.
This is Tony Morelos with W. Gibson Insurance. We know that your home is probably one of your most valuable assets, and it is important to find the best homeowner's insurance to properly cover it. At W.E. Gibson, we represent over 30 insurance companies. Why just shop with one or two companies when W.E. Gibson Insurance can match you with one of our many companies to give you the best homeowners coverage at the best price? We're in the Yellow Pages, so give us a call. I think that you will discover why so many of your friends and neighbors choose W.E. Gibson Insurance to insure their homes.
Oh, look, honey, your picture is in the dictionary.
Really?
Under the word ironic.
Ironic.
Yeah, as in, isn't it ironic that you, an unemployed IT specialist...
That's me.
Isn't it ironic that you are using neither information nor technology to look for a job?
What are you saying?
AggielandHelpWanted.com.
They have jobs online for me?
They have more IT job listings than they have applicants.
Should I go there?
Well, yeah, unless you want your picture under another I word.
Which would be...
Ignoramus.
Right.
AggielandHelpWanted.com for IT. Long name, amazing results.
Scott and White Health Plan, the one Texans trust. Learn more at SWHP.org. That's SWHP.org.
You know, the folks at Walmart are always working hard to save you money. Not only do they check thousands of competitors' prices each week on average, they also give you their low price guarantee. Find a lower advertised price and Walmart will match it right at the register. But don't take my word for it. Just bring your receipts from other stores and see for yourself. And while you're there, why not stock up the pantry for back to school? From on-the-go breakfast to lunchbox solutions to afternoon snack attacks, Walmart's got everything to keep your kids fully fueled for the new school year. Save money, live better, Walmart.
Our stores will match the price of any local competitor's printed ad for an identical product. Not applicable to Walmart.com. Restrictions apply. See store for details.
Over the last few years, the Charger Pack from Complete Nutrition has helped thousands of guys lose stubborn fat, build lean muscle, and increase youthful stamina. Despite the success, our scientists remain hard at work pursuing the supplement industry's next great youth energy and weight loss enhancer. After much research, we're excited to announce the release of our newest, most potent Charger Pack yet, the Charger Test Pack. Featuring a brand new testosterone-infused formula, the new Charger Test Pack is supercharged to offer men over 30 the fastest, most undeniable results possible. Increase energy and stamina. Increase muscle tone and get lean. Increase testosterone and libido with the new Charger Test Pack, available only at Complete Nutrition.
If you experience excessive weight loss in your first 10 days, please contact your Complete Nutrition consultant to adjust your plan.
Find Complete Nutrition in the Bed Bath and Beyond Shopping Center next to Panda Express or call 979-703-7987.
WTAW News Time is 6:05, 76 degrees right now at the studios on our way to a high today of about 100 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by MSC Opus, celebrating its 40th anniversary season with the Midtown Men, Carol Burnett, Pride and Prejudice, and much more. Go to mscopus.org. Good morning. I'm Chase Murphy. Major accident to tell you about first thing this morning, and it's causing a road closure and will cause some massive headaches if they don't get it cleared up pretty soon. Highway 6 near OSR, close to Campbell Creek, near the Brazos-Robertson County line. We have a two-vehicle fatality accident that's in the middle of the road, and both north and southbound lanes are closed at this time. TxDOT crews are on scene to try and get the outside lanes opened up for traffic. There's no timeline on when the road will reopen. But again, all north and southbound lanes of Highway 6 just north of OSR at Campbell Creek are closed right now. You can expect delays for some time as they try and clear a two-vehicle fatality accident. After trailing most of the night, the final five boxes pushed Kyle Cassell across the finish line by 147 votes in the Republican runoff for State House District 12.
Our volunteership in this community paid off, and, you know, we never did that for a run like this. You know, we're glad to do it, and we're blessed to live in such a great community that gives, and we're glad to be a part of that giving community, and we're glad to serve.
Cassell of College Station lost in four out of the five counties in District 12, but a final margin in Brazos County of 2-1 was enough for the win over Tucker Anderson of Calvert. Cassell faces Democrat Robert Stem in the November general election. Brazos County Republicans have decided who will be the next district attorney. Jarvis Parsons will succeed Bill Turner, who's retiring after almost 30 years in office.
It'll be just a matter of sitting down and talking with Bill, kind of figuring out exactly how things are done and the things that we like about the way Bill did stuff. We want to make sure we keep those things. That's a legacy that's 30, 35 years in the making, from Travis Ryan to Bill Turner to now. And so I want to make sure we keep those things. And then finally, I also want to be able to put my own personality in with the office.
The current assistant district attorney defeated former prosecutor David Hilburn by a 10-point margin. Parsons is unopposed in November. The surprise win of the night came in the Republican Senate runoff as Tea Party-backed Ted Cruz upset Lieutenant Governor David Dewhurst. After the race was called, Cruz addressed his supporters in Houston.
When we started, they said this was impossible. We were at 2%. In the polls.
In his concession speech to supporters in Houston, Dewhurst vowed to continue his political activity.
We will never stop fighting President Barack Obama and his liberal agenda.
Cruz takes on Democrat Paul Sadler in the November general election. The winner will replace the retiring Kay Bailey Hutchison. This week's meeting of the Texas A&M System Board of Regents includes a major reorganization. WTAW's Bill Oliver has a preview.
Chancellor John Sharp wants to return the Health Science Center as a part of the flagship campus for 80 million reasons.
And they have in the neighborhood of $80 million of research. Unfortunately, that $80 million of research is not counted in the national rankings of the flagship because it's outside under me and the system instead of under the president of A&M.
Sharp says Health Center President Nancy Dickey would report to A&M President Bowen Lofton. The chancellor also says any reduction in jobs would be up to Lofton in consultation with Dickey. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
Officials at Scott & White Healthcare say there will be no delay in the construction of the new College Station Hospital. That's after thieves took construction equipment last weekend. Officer Rhonda Seaton says nearly 20 individual cases have been filed so far.
I can tell you that numerous construction storage trailers were broken into. We are still taking reports. We are still getting supplements to the original reports that we have. So we don't have a final number of the number the actual number of units that was broken into.
Anyone who may have seen vehicles going in and out of the hospital campus between Saturday night and Monday morning are asked to contact police or Brazos County Crime Stoppers. St. Joseph Health System has a new leader. Odette Bolano is the acting president and chief executive of the Bryan-based group. She returns to Texas from a Catholic health ministry in Tucson, Arizona, where she was chief operating officer. She was also a COO at Conroe Regional Medical Center. And teachers and students are preparing for the first year of two high schools in College Station. Band director at A&M Consolidated, Van Henry, has projected what will be a short-lived drop in numbers.
And right now we have 190 students on the rolls at Consol, which that's about 20 students smaller than we were last year. But those numbers will start going back up with the realignment of the two sides of town now. As the College Station band grows, we're going to continue to grow, and we'll probably grow back to about 250 students within 2 years.
Henry and band boosters have started early in fundraising to offset less district money going to more schools. Coupon books will be sold Friday in College Station and Bryan. More information is online. Just go to the interview page of WTAW.com. Again, repeating, a major accident on Highway 6 north of Bryan between Bryan and Hearn near OSR and close to Campbell Creek. Road is closed right now. Both north and southbound lanes are completely closed because of a two-vehicle fatality accident in the middle of the road that's near the Brazos and Robertson County lines. TxDOT on scene to try and get those outside lanes opened up because the accident itself is in the middle of the road, but there's no timeline when that might happen. WTAW News Time, 611 at 76 degrees right now. The news brought to you by MSC Opus. Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
MSC Opus shines with the celebratory 40th anniversary season. Don't miss Carol Burnett, The Midtown Men, Martha Graham Dance, Broadway's Catch Me If You Can, The Women of Ireland, The Nights with Woomon, Hooray for Hollywood, the world premiere of Neil Berg's The Phantoms of the Opera, and this season's special event, Celtic Woman, a Christmas celebration. Order your tickets now at mscopus.org or call 845-1234. Opus Season 40. Shine on.
Hey, good morning. It's 612. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by United Roofing. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com.
Hot, dry weather likely to last right through the end of the work week. Sunshine for today. We're going to top out very close to 100 degrees, if not above 100. It'll be partly cloudy overnight, 75 to 80. Mostly sunny tomorrow, 100 to 105 through the afternoon. Clear skies tomorrow night. Lows are going to be around 80 degrees. Friday's going to be mostly sunny. Temperatures Friday afternoon right around 100. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Coming up in sports, another Aggie has a chance for a medal this afternoon. Camille Adams in the 200-meter butterfly will swim the finals. We'll talk about that. Some other Olympic news. The Bombers won again last night. Big trade for the Texas Rangers right before the trading deadline yesterday, too. And we'll talk about Ole Miss as they're up on the Aggie football schedule this year. Visit with Hugh Freeze. All that and more coming up in sports.
Did you say Olympics?
That's all. Yes, I did. Oh, good. It's, I'm glad you didn't play the dance
mix. Really,
yes.
Really abbreviated version.
Yeah, my favorite version, yeah. Actually. Yes.
Among the things we'll talk about today, just how in the heck much do those medals really cost?
Well, you know, this year's medals seem to be all gold. I remember... Was it 4 years ago or 8 years ago?
I think it was eight. They were donuts.
Yeah, they were like donuts. It was like gold around the outside and you know, something that looked like soap in the middle. I don't know what it was, but...
It was metal on a rope,
yeah.
Pretty much.
That's right. Yeah. Metal on a rope.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, but this year they seem to be, at least on the outside, all gold, well, or gold-plated anyway.
Yeah,
so.
There you go. How many people voted in Brazos County? You remember? It's okay.
Thanks for giving me a question I don't have an immediate answer to.
That's what we're all about, isn't it?
I appreciate
that's
that.
That's it.
11,162 or 6.33%.
That's pretty good.
For a runoff, that's darn good.
Yeah, I mean, I hate to say 6% is good, but that was active. Now, what happened in the Senate race in Brazos County? Did Cruz beat Dewhurst in Brazos County, or was that not the case?
Kind of trying to get the website updated with this fatality accident that getting people to avoid. Cruz won 55-45.
Well, interesting. Okay.
There you go.
All right, well, yeah, we'll go ahead and do that then, because we have this morning an embarrassment of riches from our favorite state. I mean,
oh, yeah?
I've got three, four different stories that we could just go at.
Pump us full of sunshine there, Scott.
You betcha. First comes Heather Ann Kaminsky. Heather released from a Florida jail to be returned to Kentucky. So that's what's great is when you have crazy people from other states going to Florida just to add to the, I don't know, that aura of craziness that is Florida. She's facing felony human trafficking charges.
Ooh.
Yeah, she was tracked down and arrested after allegedly trading her newborn son for a 1999 Dodge Dakota pickup.
Well, it's nice to know. Later on in life, he'll know exactly what he's worth.
That's right, if he ever wondered. Also, we have the story of the man who gave an Okaloosa County, Florida sheriff's deputy permission to search his apartment.
Yeah.
But he did leave that container full of cocaine residue right there in plain view in his bedroom.
You can't be doing that.
Well, if you want to go to the Hooskow. And then there was the Florida deputy walking through the sheriff's office and jail parking lot and heard a woman calling him the name of a female body part.
Oh.
I'm guessing a finger? Well, maybe not. Maybe another one.
I think males have fingers,
yeah,
too.
That's true.
It's a pretty limited list.
Yeah. I think we probably all know what it is, but anyhow. The woman who was drunk in public while hanging out in the parking lot also accused of spitting on two deputies during the incident.
Well, you know, that upgrades it significantly.
Yes, it really does. That makes it an assault, does it not?
Yes.
On a peace officer, even better. Well, she just couldn't keep her mouth shut. That happens a lot when alcohol's involved. You know, all sorts of things.
Sometimes you're on the morning show.
Info.
Mason.
With alcohol?
No, and it's not keeping our mouth shut.
Oh, yeah. Well, okay. I was going to say.
Without alcohol.
I was going to have to get here earlier then, wouldn't I?
Yeah. Right. We'll stay later.
You miss a party, man.
Something like that. All right. Yeah.
Those afternoon guys know how to party.
They do.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, we got the beer to prove it. Yeah.
Thank you, Brazos Valley families, for voting UPA's Dr. Terry Tomlin Favorite Pediatrician in this year's Eagle Reader's Choice Awards. Like all the specialists at UPA, Dr. Tomlin is a fellow of the American Academy of Pediatrics. This means the award-winning physicians of UPA have met rigorous standards for continuing medical education and have made a lifelong commitment to the health and well-being of our most precious resource. To learn more, click on upadocs.com and like us on Facebook. UPA. Every child deserves a specialist.
Good morning. It's 6:17. Now, this is the first time since, the first week in January we can talk slowly if we want to.
Oh, is that right? Oh, yeah, it's the first of the month. Yeah.
And the races are over.
And the race is over, so
we can actually, we can saunter through the show, so to speak.
That's right.
Okay.
That's right. If the candidates wanted to do thank you ads, they could do that,
Yeah,
well, we'd sell those, too.
In honor of today, Chase Murphy, it's International Clown Week.
Had a listener that emailed me something last night that said he saw it. So it was a picture, and he said, or he had taken a picture of something he had seen in Bryan and wondered if it was that it looked like it was on its way to College Station. Had it made its way to Chase Murphy's house yet? And it was a bunch of clowns in the back of a pickup, and it was a bunch of creepy looking clowns at that.
And I emailed
the guy back, and I said, "Good God, that is terrifying."
Man, were they sitting on watermelons?
No, I don't think so, or eating cottage cheese, but it was troubling.
Aside from that,
it's a little too close to bedtime for my comfort, quite frankly. So.
International Clown Week. It is also, imagine this, the World Wide Web gets a day. It's World Wide Web Day.
Oh, okay.
WWW Day. It's also, isn't this nice? It's Respect for Parents Day.
Right.
Well,
golly.
You get an entire day.
Yeah, and if you could just make it till noon, we'd appreciate it, right?
Yeah, make an effort anyway.
Exactly.
Here we go. Yeah.
You might want to be getting February birthdays. This is really sort of a weak list today.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, I think so. Tempest Bledsoe, she was a middle daughter The Cosby Show. She's 39 years old today. And let me see, dead. Roy Williams, the basketball coach at North Carolina, used to be at Kansas, turns 62 years old.
He was pretty good safety for the Cowboys and the University of Oklahoma.
That too.
There you
busy
go.
Guy.
Busy guy. Edgerrin James, University of Miami, so you know he's a Boy Scout. Running. Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh,
that was a broad brush, wasn't it?
That really was.
That was insensitive.
He plays for the Indianapolis Colts now. Singer Joe Elliott of Def Leppard turns 53. And, really that, I hadn't heard of anybody. Tom Likas is an LA talk show host. He's, 56 years old today. That's all I got.
Well, okay. Well, then there's also, Tom Wilson who draws Ziggy.
Oh, yeah, and he was coach at A&M.
Football coach at A&M.
Yeah, that's right. And then a guy who did a commercial, and basically that is what he has been known for forever, Jeffrey Holder. He did the 7-Up commercial. Remember, had the big laugh? Remember the obvious, kind of the Calypso type thing.
Sure.
He's
And
also he's the guy who narrated Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
Right. He's very distinctive voice. Yes. You will know him. You would know him if you hear him.
He's 82 today.
Wow.
Yep. And so here we go. It's happy 75 and a half for Don Everly.
All right.
It's happy 75 and a half for Garrett Morris.
Yes,
news for the hard of hearing.
if he'd just lived another week, Sherman Hemsley would have been 74 and a half. But he didn't.
Yeah.
He died in El Paso.
And we all said, really?
Yeah, El Paso. Really. Yeah. It's not moving on up.
Billy Mummy, he played the little kid, Danger Will Robinson. He was Will Robinson. So there you are.
Gosh, if I'd known today was his half birthday, I mean, I have that audio.
Oh, do you? That's it. He's 58 and a half, so we wish him a half birthday.
It takes this program about an hour and a half to fire up. You know, then we got
You got anybody else?
I'm
looking at next February.
Danger, Will Robinson. Danger. Danger, Will Robinson. Danger.
Next February, you're going to be going to August the 1st and find no more good birthdays.
No. Then we got Lisa Marie Presley.
There you go.
She's 44 and a half.
And Rich.
And Michael C. Hall, who's Dexter.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he'd be 41 and a half.
There you go.
But you're right. I mean, when you talk about 6 months apart, this is a pretty weak combination. There's no doubt about that.
So if your child is born on either August 1st or February 1st, you know, encourage them to do something great because they'll be part of a lackluster list and could be near the top.
Yep. Now, here's to more. Morning, Sean Hannity update.
Clinton on the deficit, you know, he went along with the Republican plan to balance the budget in 7 years. Obama, on the other hand, set a record of having submitted 4 consecutive budgets with more than $1 trillion deficit. We're over $5 trillion in new Obama debt. No president prior to Obama ever submitted a budget with anywhere near $1 trillion deficit. Obama's not submitted a budget without $1 trillion plus deficit. Obama's amassed more debt running his 3.5 years in office than was amassed by the first 41 presidents combined. Obama, in that sense, is the anti-Clinton when it comes to deficits, the anti-Clinton when it comes to welfare and dependents. And on Clinton's watch, our deficit went down. With the Republican Congress, they got control of the purse strings for the first time in 40 years. Under Obama, our deficit resembles nothing so much as an exploding star. That is his view of government.
Keeping you on the straight path. Later today, it's the Sean Hannity Show.
Sean Hannity, weekdays 2 to 5 on News Talk 1620, WTAW.
I'm sure you're thinking, boy, I'd like to pay less for my car insurance, but switching seems like a lot of work. All the hassle and whatnot. Well, I'm here to tell you that is simply not the case. GEICO makes it so easy to switch and start saving money straight away, without getting buried in a ton of paperwork. You know, that actually happened to me once. Literally, I was buried under my income taxes for 6 days. Haunting, really.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
The price of gas was really taking its toll on my wallet.
Oh, hey, Shelly.
So, to save some money, I've started taking the bus that sort of goes by my office.
Mom, stop talking. You're embarrassing me.
Did I mention it's my daughter's school bus? There, I just did. Hey, a penny saved.
Stop it.
Penny earned.
There's an easier way to save. Get online. Go to GEICO.com. Get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Now at your neighborhood Subway, the new Southwest Chili Collection. A tempting trio of sensational subs loaded with green chilies. Try the Albuquerque turkey with crispy bacon and smooth avocado. The Santa Fe chicken with bacon and creamy ranch. Or the Southwest cheesesteak, a taste as big as the land it hails from. All three with roasted chopped chilies, if you've got the chops. Get to your local Subway for the new Southwest Chili Collection today. Subway, eat fresh.
Limited time only at participating restaurants.
Hey, Jen, what's that on your Subway, sir?
It's yummy avocado. A superfood.
Superfood? Will it give me laser vision?
Will it give me super strength?
Ooh, will I be able to fly?
Ooh, I want to fly.
I want to fly. Can I have some? Listen, it's super good and it's super mine.
Super possessive.
Super uncalled for.
Super stingy.
Get your own turkey with avocado at Subway. Tender turkey with avocado and spinach. Or add avocado to your favorite sub. It's avocado season only at Subway.
Limited time only at participating restaurants. See nutritional information at Subway.com.
Scott and White Health Plan. The one Texans trust.
Learn more at SWHP.org. That's SWHP.org.
Hotmail has gone cold. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jen Ursolo. Microsoft is phasing out Hotmail in favor of Outlook. The company said it's converting Hotmail, which competes with Google's Gmail and email services from Apple and Yahoo, into a revamped web-based email service called Outlook.com. It'll be a single hub for contacts on email, Facebook, Twitter, and other Microsoft services. Outlook.com will continue to be free. Home prices rose for the fourth consecutive month across the nation, more evidence that the housing market is recovering. Prices rose between April and May in the 20 largest metropolitan areas. Chicago, Atlanta, and San Francisco posted the biggest monthly increases. Detroit, San Diego, and Charlotte posted the smallest gains. The Dow Jones Industrials fell 64 points to close at 13,008 yesterday, as investors worried central banks would not come through with enough stimulus to bolster the global economy. The blue chip futures are up 47 points. The NASDAQ is up 12 points, and the S&P 500 with a 4-point gain. I'm Jen Ursula with the Dow Jones Money Report.
I'm a mid-sized business.
One of the engines of a smarter planet.
I want to run my business in the cloud.
Who can I trust?
A bookstore?
A search site?
I need a partner with experience.
To manage my infrastructure.
And help keep my data secure.
Introducing IBM Smart Cloud, starting at $56 per month. Learn why IBM is the smarter choice for cloud at IBM.com/engines/cloud. Price subject to change.
Does your business thrive by serving other businesses? Would you like a proven way to build a healthy flow of qualified B2B leads to grow sales? Hoovers has developed a best-in-class lead generation tool that makes it easy for you to find the right leads for your business. You'll simply be amazed at how qualified the leads are and how fast it works. Try it out today for free. Get 50 free leads and a 24-hour trial. Just call 800-239-0011. That's 800-239-0011. Don't wait. Call 800-239-0011.
Hey, good morning. Let's check our Brazos Valley weather forecast at 626. It's brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business for 30 years. Call Charles Culver at 775-2929, 775-2-WAY. High today, 100. Going to keep doing that all the way through, looks like, Sunday. We keep pushing the chance of rain farther and farther back, don't they? Now, you know, earlier in the week, they were telling us it's going to rain on Friday. Well, now they've got it pushed all the way back to Sunday. And even then, we're not sure if that'll happen. Low each night around 76. Right now we got 90% relative humidity. Winds are from the south at 8, and partly cloudy skies out there, 78 degrees.
Are you tired of the song and dance from roofing companies just to find out it's all hype and high prices? Now there is a choice. America's Choice. Founded in 1995, America's Choice certified roofing crews have installed hundreds of roofs throughout the Brazos Valley. They install all types of roofing from composition to metal. They have the presidential roof that offers a 20 to 50 year warranty. See the details at www.americaschoiceroofers.com. They employ two insurance adjusters to help with all your insurance claims. If quality workmanship and affordable prices are important to you, then make the right choice in America's Choice Roofing. Call for a free roofing estimate today at 855-5-MY-ROOF. That's 855-5-MY-ROOF. 855-569-7663. See all details at www.americaschoiceroofers.com. America's Choice.
If you want to make the most money selling items on eBay, you have to know when to sell. And this time of year is one of the worst. I'm Mike Carruthers with something you should know. Coming up.
Does your business thrive by serving other businesses? Would you like a proven way to build a healthy flow of qualified B2B leads to grow sales? Hoovers has developed a best-in-class lead generation tool that makes it easy for you to find the right leads for your business. You'll simply be amazed at how qualified the leads are and how fast it works. Try it out today for free. Get 50 free leads and a 24-hour trial. Just call 800-239-0011. That's 800-239-0011. Don't wait. Call 800-239-0011.
Here's Jungle Jack Hanna for Cosequin.
Some of the animals I love the most are in my own backyard, so it really broke our hearts when our dog Tasha had trouble getting around. But now, thanks to Cosequin, she's back to her old self.
For dogs, cats, and horses, trust Cosequin, the number one vet-recommended brand of joint health supplements the Hannas rely on.
Tasha may not run like a cheetah, but with Cosequin, she's a heck of a lot faster than me.
Cosequin, available from veterinarians, fine pet retailers, and now Kroger and Vitamin Shoppe.
You hear a lot about people making good money buying and selling stuff on eBay, and it turns out a lot of it is just recycled. Listen to this.
40% of everything bought on eBay is resold on eBay.
Aaron Lapidus, author of the book The Garage Sale Millionaire, says flipping items on eBay is a good way to make money.
And I was doing that on eBay all the time. People did not know what they had. They were misspelling it. They put on the wrong description. The pictures were bad. And I basically swooped on in. I bought it, repackaged it, and I made money on it.
And this is happening more and more because people who don't normally sell items on eBay are being forced to. And they don't know what they're doing, so they list them poorly.
You know, with the economy the way it is, I think more and more people are going to need money that had money very recently and then are going to start to sell a lot of great possessions, either in online auctions, on eBay, estate sales.
If you do sell items on eBay, Aaron says timing is everything.
The best time to sell anything is from Thanksgiving to a week before Christmas. You'll get your highest amount of money. The worst time is January because people have credit card overload. August is a very, very slow time. People are vacationing, so that's another bad time.
At somethingyoushouldknow.net, I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
WTAW News Time, 6:30, 76 degrees right now at the studio. Sunshine today with a high of about 100. And the news brought to you by Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Company. Honesty, integrity, doing it right. Serving the greater Brazos Valley area and beyond since 1936. Good morning. I'm Chase Murphy. Major accident north of Bryan between Bryan and Hearn still has traffic snarled on Highway 6. Both north and southbound lanes are closed at this time, thanks to a two-vehicle fatality accident that's in the middle of the road just north of OSR, close to Campbell Creek. TxDOT crews are on scene to try and get the outside lanes opened up for traffic, but there's no timeline on when that will happen. So if you're headed from Bryan to Hearn or vice versa, expect delays in that area of Campbell Creek. No timeline on when all lanes of Highway 6 will reopen because they are all closed right now. Today is another day in the courtroom for Jarvis Parsons, but he comes after winning the runoff to become the next Brazos County District Attorney.
It's a nice night tonight, but tomorrow we got to get back to work. And so that's the business of the District Attorney's Office. You stay long hours, you work nights and weekends, but we do it because we love it, and we really want to make the community safe. And so when you have 16 prosecutors on one accord with that goal and that vision, then we really have a great place to live, and we want to keep it a great place to live in Brazos County.
Parsons' margin of victory was 10 points over David Hilburn. He's unopposed in the November general election. In the Republican runoff for the House District 12 seat, Kyle Cassell's victory over Tucker Anderson came despite losing four of five counties. Cassell was upbeat about his support outside Brazos County, though.
We've had some great events over the last few weeks in McLennan County. Falls County has been very good to us. Robertson Limestone, we've got a lot of work to do there, but we enjoy our time in Mahaya, Groesbeck, Franklin, and Hearn and Calvert, and we'll be spending a lot more time in those parts of the world here in the next couple weeks.
Cassell made up the deficit to win the runoff by 147 votes, thanks to a margin of victory in Brazos County of almost 1,100. He'll face Democrat Robert Stem in the November general election. The biggest upset of the runoff is likely the one for the Republican Senate nomination. Former Solicitor General Ted Cruz led most of the night on his way to a win over Lieutenant Governor David Dewhurst.
And they said I couldn't do it. And you know what? They were right. I couldn't do it, but you could.
That's Cruz addressing supporters in Houston. Dewhurst was also in Houston to offer his concession speech. In it, he thanked Governor Rick Perry for his support.
You know, I believed in Rick, and I went up to Iowa, and Rick believed in me, and I appreciate that.
Cruz advances to the general election to take on Democrat Paul Sadler for Kay Bailey Hutchison's Senate seat. What is now the Texas A&M Health Science Center was originally one of the colleges on the flagship campus, and WTAW's Bill Oliver reports business at this week's Board of Regents meeting includes returning the Health Science Center to those roots.
Chancellor John Sharp says his recommendation is driven by research.
We all believe that there ought to be better collaboration on research projects between the chemistry department, the life sciences department, the engineering department, and biosciences and things like that at Texas A&M, in conjunction with what happens at the Health Science Center, that'll make that research budget grow even faster.
Sharp also wants the $80 million in research money generated at the Health Science Center to be counted as part of the main campus instead of an independent unit. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
Burglars struck nearly 20 construction trailers on the site of the new Scott & White Hospital last weekend. Officer Ron Seaton of the College Station Police Department says they're still learning what's missing.
I can tell you that construction supplies and construction equipment were both taken. Still working on the final dollar amount of the loss, but it is substantial.
The burglaries would have occurred between Saturday night at 6 and Monday morning at 7.
With a theft of, or burglary of this magnitude, there would have had to been several people to accomplish, you know, the thefts and the amount of merchandise that was taken.
Scott & White officials say the mass thefts will not result in any construction delays. A new chief executive has been chosen at St. Joseph Health System. Odette Bellotto is a former chief operating officer in Conroe who comes to Bryan from a COO's post with a Catholic health ministry in Tucson, Arizona. St. Joseph employs more than 2,600 people in its multiple locations across the Brazos Valley. And by the end of the week, some of you will hear the sounds of another school year starting. From a different location, A&M Consolidated High School Band Director Van Henry says outdoor practices will begin.
Our school district's placed us at College Station Middle School for the course of our summer band instruction, and as soon as Consol is opened, has reopened, we'll be shipped back over to Consol to complete our summer band preparations. We'll be in full practice mode starting this coming Friday for the next 2.5 to 3 weeks. You'll be hearing those sounds wafting across the community.
Henry says the band at the new College Station High School also had started its preparations this week for their inaugural season. WTAW News Time, 635, 76 degrees right now. Your forecast is coming up next. The news is brought to you by Van Dyke Rankin Insurance. I'm Chase Murphy, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
As an orthopedic surgeon and medical director of St. Joseph Joint University, I've been privileged to work with an amazing team of professionals who've dedicated themselves to being the very best. They've become so good, in fact, that for the second year in a row, St. Joseph has been ranked number one in the state for joint surgery, as well as becoming one of America's 100 best hospitals. I'm Dr. Joseph Yero, and that difference is why I recommend St. Joseph to my patients.
Health Grades 2012.
Brenham National Bank wants to help you make your business more efficient and save you money. Wouldn't life be simpler if you could pay your employees electronically and not write all those payroll checks? Wouldn't it be great if you could make your deposits from your office without going to the bank every day? Ask the folks at Brenham National Bank how we can make that happen for you. Member FDIC.
Serving the community, looking out for you at Brenham National Bank.
Texas, a mighty state that's mighty hot, and it's mighty unbearable if your air conditioner's not working properly. Don't wait until it breaks. Head off the heat wave with Malik Service. Malik, a Carrier factory authorized dealer, offers fast installs on new heating and cooling systems and can service and repair all brands. They'll make sure your system is running efficiently and saving you money. Call 776-2222 for your free diagnostic with recommended repairs. That's 776-2222 or click MalikService.com. Malik, making a difference.
Hey, it's 6:37. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you this morning by United Roofing. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com.
High pressure covers the state this morning. Another stretch of hot weather continuing across the region. This is the most impressive one we've seen so far this summer. It'll be sunny and up around 100 today as we get the month of August going. Partly cloudy tonight, 75 to 80. Sunny and 100 to 105 tomorrow. Clear with lows around 80 tomorrow night. It's going to be mostly sunny during the day Friday and a high around 100 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Well, they went into the wee hours of the morning filming that College Game Day commercial at Kyle Field last night. Chris Fowler is the host of the Game Day crew, and he talked a little bit about the Aggies and the chances that the Game Day crew will be here for the Florida game on September the 8th. We'll hear from him. We got a lot of Olympic news, too. That and more coming up in sports.
Really?
Really?
Maybe here for the Florida game, huh?
Well, yeah, you know, that's what obviously people here are thinking that, but, you know, people here don't make those decisions.
You know, that's as he's, exactly
as,
right.
As he said, you know, suits in Connecticut make those decisions. But you know, he just a little hint, he says that the game is definitely in the middle of their radar.
Okay.
You know, but they wait to see what happens, you know, 10 days earlier against Louisiana Tech and stuff like that. So.
Well, and you wouldn't expect him to say, yeah, there's no chance.
Yeah. No. Yeah, yeah. What's he going to say? No way.
Comes here to say that.
The likelihood of that happening is slim and none, and Slim just went to his car.
Right. He left the house.
Yeah. But Missouri and Georgia play that same day, too. So he said, you know, that's on their on their grid also. There you go.
All right, now, where's this major accident?
North of OSR at Campbell Creek, both north and southbound lanes closed. Right, in fact, I'm about to call and see if we've got any changes.
Yeah, because that's obviously, if you're coming in from that part of the world, you need to know about that. So there you are. So was this poll stupid or what? I mean, it said that Ted Cruz would win by 10 points. Boy, that was stupid. He won by 14. I mean,
golly.
This thing wasn't even close.
Yes.
And the thing is, you know, they've all got their internal polling, and on Saturday they had to know. I mean, they knew what was going to happen. So I'm thinking over there at Shea Dewhurst, it's not too happy right now.
I went to the Dewhurst website last night.
Did you?
Yeah, and they have, you know, places for comments that you can, you know, do a little chatting.
Yeah.
And they don't filter that. Because,
nanny, nanny, boo-boo,
yeah,
stick your head in poo-poo.
Pretty nasty stuff against Mr. Dewhurst on his own website last night about, you know, about the negative advertising.
Yeah, he did that. Mm-hmm. He did that. So.
Highway 6 still closed, both north and southbound lanes. So, and one thing we don't mention in our stories, I guess if you're headed to Hearn or from Hearn, the best thing I can tell you is head out 21 and then hit 50.
Yeah.
And 50 will take you north to 79. You'll come out, and then vice versa if you're headed from Hearn to Bryan.
Few extra miles out of the way, but
slow down in Mumford. They have school.
They do.
Well, no, they don't have school. I guess not August 1st.
So. Oh God, you're gonna scare those kids.
Mr. Byinski just screamed at the radio. Yeah. I'm just making sure you're awake, sir. Yeah, thanks again for the hospitality during baseball season.
Anyway, so tomorrow we'll talk to Steve Ogden about what's going to happen, because I think Ted Cruz has pretty well wrestled away the mantle from the governor of the state as Tea Party favorite.
You know, I don't think there's any doubt. Yeah,
I think that was something that that Mr. Perry thought he had pretty well in his pocket, and I don't think he's got that anymore, and so he's in a little bit of trouble. It's obvious the lieutenant governor, well, they don't want him to do much anything other than be lieutenant governor, I guess. And what will that mean as the Texas legislature gets back into session soon enough?
Well, and they both endorsed each other, and look how that turned out.
Yeah. And the other thing, I forget what the guy's name is, one of these, quote, political geniuses ran both their campaigns. Dave something, I can't remember his last name right now, but he obviously has to turn in his genius button because that didn't work well.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it's interesting because obviously the Democrats like this idea that the Tea Party is attacking elected officials who are pretty much Republican. What if you're a moderate? Where do you belong now? If you feel like the Tea Party is too far to the right, where do you belong? And, you know, if the Democrats are smart, they'll open up their tent flaps and say, you know, there might be something in here that you like. Don't know that that'll work.
That sounds incredibly creepy when you put it that way. I'm just saying.
But we'll see. Now, a guy named James Woodard, who's a political scientist at Clemson, said people perceive a crisis. And he's a specialist in conservative politics. He said they want leadership, not experience. They are open to ideological appeals more than a resume right now. And
And Exhibit A of that is the 2008 presidential election.
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. The idea that somebody who has been in the arena brings something to the game that should allow them to continue to have that leadership role. Now, and what's that going to do to the U.S. Senate, for instance? Because Jim DeMint is probably gaining some political capital here, because obviously he endorsed Cruz, and if Cruz is in fact elected to the U.S. Senate, then, you know, he's got a guy on his side, and does that mean Mitch McConnell's going to have to spend his time watching Kentucky basketball for the rest of his life? And how about Sarah Palin?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, just because she's not going to get elected to president or vice president, she made a swing through Texas right in the last week before the election. She was down in the Woodlands, I know, among other places, pumping the Cruz story. So
she is still a force to be reckoned with. You know, if she's smart, she'll just keep going around and collecting big checks and getting back in her G5 and flying home every once in a while. But, you know, she may...
Yeah, being a bad selection for vice president was the most profitable thing that ever happened to her.
Yeah, that's, you know, Todd doesn't have to go racing on snowmobiles anymore. They got enough money.
Well, he may want to, is the thing.
Could be. We'll talk to Bill Flores in about 45 minutes and see about that. Because, you know, once again, there's an example of somebody who had never run for political office and gets elected against a politician who's been in there for a long time. And then you have Kyle Cassell, who won the Republican nomination. This is a guy who had never run for political office. While Tucker Anderson hadn't been elected to anything, he had run before, but he has never been elected. And so that's interesting. But he had a big enough margin in Brazos County to offset all the rest of the district.
Yep. I was watching your guys, you know, online, and, you know, just right there at the end, he... Mm-hmm. Won by, what did you say, 157?
147.
And it's going to be interesting because we'll have two state reps that we'll be interviewing now and once the state house gets into session. And I guess the people in Brazos County really didn't want somebody from someplace else as far as the Republican side's concerned. And it was kind of fun and interesting to watch all that happen last night. Now, the Tea Party also took care of... Senator Wentworth, who is a longtime state senator, and he lost by better than a 2-1 margin.
I was going to say, I would say dispatched is a...
sent him on his way. They didn't completely sweep, but again, more Tea Party back candidates won than lost in Texas, and so that's kind of where the focal point of the entire national political picture is right now. And did you see Harry Reid? Harry. Harry's decided that he wanted to leak out that apparently Mitt Romney told him, Harry, I didn't pay any taxes for 10 years. Because, you know, they tried to get Romney to release his tax returns, and for better or worse, he's not done that. But they want to make sure that everybody knows that, according to Harry Reid, Mitt Romney told him he didn't pay taxes for 10 years. He said, I can't tell you if that's true or not, but that's what he told me. So see how that works out for him. And President Obama opened up his checkbook yesterday, and he donated five.
Did he buy some Girl Scout cookies?
No.
And he said, I must have money left because I got checks.
He donated $5,000 to his own reelection campaign.
Which is the maximum for an individual.
Isn't that wonderful? He did that. He said, on its own, what I gave won't be enough to surmount the unprecedented fundraising we've seen on the other side, both from our opponent's campaign and from the outside groups and special interest groups. But we have always believed there's nothing we can't do when we all pitch in, and that includes me. Isn't that wonderful? He's decided he believes enough in himself that he'll go ahead and give $5,000. Now, can Malia and Sasha do that too?
Sure. I mean, if they've got it in their piggy banks.
Well, you know, I don't know. That'd be kind of...
It'd be their pig bank, yes. They're too old for piggy. Right.
I've never heard it called a pig bank.
Well, you get older, it becomes a pig bank. Yeah.
Almost everyone who lives a long life will develop cataracts at some point. Mar Eye Center specializes in cataract surgery with excellent outcomes and good patient care. If you are experiencing blurred vision driving at night, glare and halos around lights, you may have a cataract. Don't hesitate to call the friendly staff at Mar Eye Center at 776-7564. At Mar Eye Center, we appreciate and thank you for your business. Mar Eye Center, 776-7564.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
For nearly 70 years, Producers Cooperative has been providing quality agricultural products and services to farmers and ranchers in the Brazos Valley. From a full line of livestock feed, seeds and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, it's all at Producers. Producers employs professionals with the expertise to provide technical assistance for your success. High-performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas, north of 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
This has been an odd year for gardening, to be sure, here in Texas. But then again, you know what? I think all of them are. There's just no standard of excellence in Texas weather. We have some unusual troubles of the late summer. I'm going to deal with those right after this important message. It's my 30th annual Texas Gardening Calendar in production right now. This is our pre-production offer, and you need to contact us right away if you'd like to save 38% on the calendar that will tell you when to plant and prune and fertilize and spray all of the plants in your landscape and garden. More than 10,000 words. That's a lot of information on when to do the important tasks in gardening in the Lone Star State. I save my best photos each year for the calendar. It makes a lovely publication. I will guarantee your satisfaction with it, or I'll refund every penny you pay. Now, here is the best way to save 38% on the calendar: by buying it with a one-year new or renewal subscription to Neil Sperry's Gardens magazine. It's 26 years we've been publishing the magazine. Each has been designated as the best of its kind in America. The calendar, a full year of our magazine, all just $36.95, $3 postage on the calendar. 1-800-752-GROW. 1-800-752-GROW. There are several uncommon factors in landscapes and gardens, many of them directly caused by weather. I have some of the most bothersome among them. I'm going to start with one that is always there every year. It's called nutsedge or nutgrass. It's a real problem. It's not a true grass. In fact, grass stems are round. Sedge stems, like nutsedge, are triangular when you roll them between your thumb and index finger. There are a couple of products that can be used on nutsedge, and the time to apply them is rapidly running out. One of them is called Image, and the manufacturer recommends two applications 30 days apart, with both applications finished up by the middle of September. So mid-August is your cutoff date for the first application of Image. Now, Manage is another product. It has changed its name in recent years. It is now called Sedgehammer, and Sedgehammer is a great product for controlling nutsedge. It's now more of a consumer product as well, and only one application of it is needed. Read and follow label directions, especially around other plants that might be damaged. Webworms are making their encore appearance. They do it every year about this time. Just when you thought it was safe to come out, we've been hit by a second generation. Don't confuse these with bagworms that devour needles of junipers and arborvitae and other cone-bearing plants. Webworms form ugly grayish-white webs all over the branches of pecans, mulberries, ash, box elders, possum haw hollies, and many other trees and large shrubs. When you can safely remove them with a long-handled pole pruner, that's usually the best way to eliminate them. Of course, you can't do that around power lines. Spraying is just not very effective. Nutrient depletion is the direct result of sustained rainfall, or in this year, sustained irrigation. If you haven't fertilized for a couple of months, your plants really need the added boost. If you live in black clay soil, as much of Texas does along Interstate 35, you probably should use a quality all-nitrogen fertilizer. Actually, that's going to apply for any clay soil. If you're in a sandy soil in East Texas or elsewhere, you want to use one that is conspicuously high in nitrogen, a 4-1-2 ratio. All nitrogen for clay soils, high nitrogen for sandy soils. While most plants should be fertilized now, St. Augustine lawn should be left alone for another month or so. Get yourself into September before you feed your St. Augustine. That will lessen the chance of gray leaf spot breaking out. I'm Neil Sperry. All manners of shade in our next Plant Talk Texas. Until then, thanks so much for listening, and happy gardening.
It's Wednesday morning. Good morning, everybody. I'm Tom Turbeville. Let's look at sports at 6:52, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota, still the biggest and still voted the best in the Brazos Valley. Well, Camille Adams will have a chance to be the first Aggie to win an Olympic medal in London today when she swims in the finals of the 200-meter butterfly. Yesterday, she advanced in heats, and later in the semifinals of the event, she had the seventh-best time in the semis at 207.33. The finals are today at about 2:12 our time, and we will post the results on WTAW.com. Also, speaking of Aggies, former basketball player Antanas Kavalauskas of Lithuania played 12 minutes, scored 6 points, got 4 rebounds in his team's 72-53 win over Nigeria yesterday. They play France tomorrow afternoon. The U.S. team beat Tunisia 110-63 yesterday and will meet Nigeria tomorrow in pool play. The U.S. women will go for Team USA's 36th straight basketball Olympic win this afternoon when they meet Turkey. Both teams are 2-0 in these Olympics. The big news for the U.S. yesterday was Michael Phelps becoming the most decorated Olympian ever by winning his 18th and 19th all-time medals, including his 15th gold as part of the winning 4x200 free relay team. A mistake at the finish, though, cost him the gold earlier in his signature event, the 200 butterfly. He won his second silver of the games in that one. Also, the women's gymnastics team won Team USA's first team gold since 1996. They beat out Russia by 5 points, which is a lot in gymnastics. China and the U.S. are still tied with 23 medals each. China with 13 gold, the U.S. now with 9. The Brazos Valley Bombers continued their winning ways with a 7-1 win over the East Texas Pump Jacks last night. Brad Porras had the big night at the plate, going 3-for-3 with 2 doubles and 5 RBIs. Brandon Easterling got the pitching win. The Bombers have won 8 of their last 11 and still lead the second half standings of the TCL. And at 31-20, they're only 3 games behind the Pump Jacks in the full season standings. The Bombers are off today, but will play the Woodlands tomorrow night at AMB Ballpark. Well, they went into the wee hours of the morning filming that ESPN College Game Day commercial at Kyle Field, and the Game Day crew was here. Game Day host Chris Fowler talked to the media and was asked about the chances that he and the crew would be back for the A&M Florida game on September the 8th.
Suits in Connecticut who make those decisions, but certainly the A&M Florida game is on our grid. We have a preseason grid where we look at all the games each week, and we only decide in the first week. And then we kind of see what happens. And obviously, you know, everybody here would assume you go to Louisiana Tech and win, but there's some pretty pumped up fans down there on a Thursday night in Ruston that the Aggies have to be careful for the upset trap. And that's why we don't plan ahead and pick the sites that far in advance. We want to see what happens. I mean, A&M Florida is very much on the center of that grid. There's another school in Missouri that's debuting in the SEC, with Georgia visiting, which is slightly higher regarded than Florida is. But, you know, there's a lot of components that go into it. The game day atmosphere here is certainly a big part of the equation for us, and you can't beat A&M for that. So we'll see.
Next hour, Fowler will give his take on A&M's first year in the SEC. Hugh Freeze returned to Ole Miss this season. He was last in Oxford in 2007 as tight ends coach and recruiting coordinator before taking jobs at Lambeth University and then at Arkansas State the last 2 years. After Houston Nutt quit at Ole Miss after a 2-10 season last year, Freeze got the job that he says he hopes will be his last. No doubt he has rebel in his blood.
I live with that, the desire to deliver to the Ole Miss people every single day. You know, one of the best memories I have is I was 10 years old and standing in a long line to get Archie Manning's autograph. And for Archie Manning to put his name on me, his stamp of approval on me, a burden comes with that, a good way. But I certainly want to deliver.
If you're a moviegoer, perhaps you recognize the name Hugh Freeze. He was the high school coach at Briarcrest Christian School in Memphis and was Michael Orr's coach. He was depicted in the movie The Blind Side. Major League Baseball, Albert Pujols homered twice last night, and the L.A. Angels beat the Texas Rangers 6-2. But the Cubs and the Rangers completed a pair of trades ahead of the deadline. The Cubs yesterday dealt starter Ryan Dempster to the Rangers for minor league infielder Christian Villanueva and pitcher Kyle Hendrick. In another deal, Texas acquired catcher Giovanni Soto from the Cubs. Astros lost again last night 10-1, and that solidifies July as the Astros' worst month ever. They went 3-24. That's your first look at sports. We'll have more next hour. I'm Tom Turbeville for Atkinson Toyota at 657. This is News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hi, this is Debbie Davis. I have a show on Sunday morning that can make a difference for you and your family. Brazos Wellness is a program that interviews local doctors, healthcare providers, and wellness experts from the Brazos Valley. This Sunday morning at 8, I'll be speaking with Herbs to Go and Dr. DeStefano with Central Texas Sports Medicine about our kids and getting them ready for summertime and fall sports. Be sure to listen Sunday morning at 8 here on 1620 WTAW.
Taste the legendary flavor, there's one near you, C&J Barbecue. With fired perfection on every plate, tender, delicious, the best in the state.
People come from miles around. C&J.
C&J Barbecue is the talk of the town. Good food and fun, C&J is the place. A Texas tradition of great taste. C&J Barbecue.
Finding your own health coverage can be confusing, but with Scott & White Health Plan, you can get help from a local representative like Connie Wynn.
The individual and family plan is the perfect plan for somebody that's looking for insurance that doesn't have anything offered to them at work. The coverage is really good for the individuals or the entrepreneurs when they own their own business.
Sandra Perry can help you find a plan that fits your budget.
We talk to a lot of people that currently work for an employer that maybe have had to increase their premiums, and they...
Brazos Valley weather forecast. Look for a high temperature today, about 100. Nothing new about that. We're going to keep it all the way till Sunday, it looks like. Maybe a 30% chance of rain on Sunday. That's the only place that rain even shows up in the forecast. 76 will be our low temperature each night. And right now, we're looking at 78 degrees. First in news, weather, and sports, WTAW. College Station Brian at 7 o'clock.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. It's mandated by the health care reform law the Supreme Court upheld. Starting today, some women will no longer have to pay for the pill. Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson, live in Washington.
Well, as of today, insurance companies must provide you with a long list of preventative health services. And if you're a woman, the list includes mammograms, cervical cancer screenings, gestational diabetes screenings, domestic violence counseling, and contraception. Now, while churches are exempt from that, hospitals and schools affiliated with churches are not. And many organizations are protesting, some asking for waivers. In fact, earlier this week, a judge in Denver temporarily shielded a heating and ventilation company owned by a Catholic family from the law. Dave?
Rich, President Obama will go to Ohio today to campaign again, pushing his plan to extend the Bush-era tax cuts that expire next year to families earning less than $250,000. Republicans want everyone to get the tax cut, a plan the House is expected to approve this week. The Tea Party rises up in Texas.
To reclaim our country, to defend liberty, and to restore the Constitution.
Ted Cruz could be Texas's next U.S. senator, beating the lieutenant governor in a Republican primary runoff. He'll face Democrat Paul Sadler in November. Defense Secretary Leon Panetta is in Israel, promising to
do everything we can to defend both of our countries.
And that includes maybe taking military action against Iran. Panetta warning it may come to that to prevent Iran from building a nuclear bomb. In Syria, U.N. observers say fighter jets are now attacking rebels in the ongoing battling in Aleppo. This after President Assad urged his military to step up the fight. An icon of a writer is dead. Gore Vidal.
I do love stupidity.
Vidal liked needling politicians from both parties and being provocative.
Saddam Hussein never had the power to do us any harm at all.
Vidal was a best-selling novelist. He was 86, died of pneumonia at his California home. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
There's... Fram filters live for pressure. At the Fram Proving Grounds, they get the crush test, where we load them with dirt and load them and load them and load them until they implode. Pressure like this gets you a filter that traps 99% of dirt and lasts up to 15,000 miles. Pressure like this gets you the new Fram Ultra, one of the most advanced filters in its price range. Bring on the pressure. Fram Ultra can take it. Fram, don't fail your engine. See Fram stand up to more tests at Fram.com.
I am the new way to work, and I am not alone. More companies, from the startups to the large multi-location companies, are realizing that office solutions from Regis are tailor-made for their needs, whatever those needs may be. With Regis, they get to invest in their business instead of lobby art and phone systems. They get the local presence they need without the long-term lease. I am the new way to work, and I'd like you to join me. Start now and get 2 months free at Regis.com/radio or call 1-800-OFFICES. That's 1-800-OFFICES.
Thank you, Brazos Valley families, for voting UPA's Dr. Terry Tomlin favorite pediatrician in this year's Eagle Reader's Choice Awards. Like all the specialists at UPA, Dr. Tomlin is a fellow of the American Academy of Pediatrics. This means the award-winning physicians of UPA have met rigorous standards for continuing medical education and have made a lifelong commitment to the health and well-being of our most precious resource. To learn more, click on upadocs.com and like us on Facebook. UPA. Every child deserves a specialist.
The first and official word on Texas A&M Athletics is AggieAthletics.com.
Keep up all summer long with the latest news, releases, schedules, profiles, rosters, the stats from last year. You name it, we've got it. Spend time with your Aggies on AggieAthletics.com. Get the latest on tickets, TV schedules when they become available, and game times upon release. Your official site for Texas A&M Athletics all year long, AggieAthletics.com.
Hi, I'm Debbie Davis, and I usually talk to you about money and financing and mortgages here on WTAW every Sunday. Now I'll be able to talk to you as well on ABC 40 News at 10. Yes, I'm bringing all the great guests that I have on the radio to the 10 p.m. news so you can learn more about finances, real estate, and law from local professionals. You can also log on to abc40.com to see all of the interviews at once. We'll be adding new information and guests all the time. ABC 40 is also the home of my new TV show, Lifestyles Brazos Valley, where each and every week I show you a variety of homes for sale in every price range and neighborhood. We will also have shows about events and lifestyle topics from businesses right here in town. We want to be the show you turn to each and every Saturday from 11 to 12. So tape it, TiVo it, or watch it live, and you're going to see the Brazos Valley in a whole new way. Homes, landscaping, pools, special events, and interesting people. ABC 40, WTAW, and Debbie Davis. Learning about the Brazos Valley just got easier.
Searching for a laid-back evening with comfortable seating and the opportunity for quiet conversation? Downtown Uncorked in historic downtown Bryan is the solution to the chaotic bar scene or formal restaurant. Over 100 bottles of wine, 20 domestic and craft beers, pizzas, appetizers, and desserts are on the menu. Check Facebook for daily specials and upcoming events such as Pinterest Tuesdays, Women Gone Wine Wednesdays, and Canvas and Cabs. Downtown Uncorked. Life's fast. Uncork. Sip slow.
Classic Collision and Restoration, been telling you about them for years, ever since I first met Doug a few years ago, had him do some work for me. And, you know, whether he is restoring a vehicle, whether it's a, you know, 1939 Ford 55 Chevy, whatever it happens to be, whatever your dream car was and you got it and now you want it to look like it used to, Classic Collision and Restoration can do that. Maybe it's your daily driver that's been in an accident. Well, they can take care of that, too. But even more than the outside of your car, remember now that Classic Collision and Restoration has Thomas Upholstery right behind it, so you get the same quality for the inside of your car, auto upholstery that is there. And that's carpet, headliners, convertible tops. If you want to change your seats to leather, they can do all of that or customize the existing interior that you have right there. So give them a call, whether it's inside the car, outside the car, they can handle that for you. And, of course, be glad to give you free estimates, help you through all the paperwork and everything else that happens from an inconvenience standpoint when your vehicle's in an accident. So give Doug a call at 779-8399, 779-8399. The website, of course, would be who they are, classiccollisionandrestoration.com.
WTAW News Time, 7:06, 76 degrees right now. Sunshine today with a high of about 100. The news brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. Call 776-2800 for your every flooring need. Good morning. I'm Chase Murphy. North of Bryan, Highway 6 still closed in both directions. All four lanes between Bryan and Hearn near OSR and closer to Campbell Creek. That's right at the Brazos-Robertson County line. There's a two-vehicle fatality accident in the middle of the road. North and southbound lanes are closed for now. Been that way for a couple of hours. TxDOT crews are on scene as well as numerous DPS troopers. You can expect massive delays through that area. Now, there's no timeline when the roads will reopen. The TxDOT crews are on scene to try and contain the accident to the middle portion of the lanes, but because this has become a fatality accident, a more extensive investigation will be conducted. They're trying to get the outside lanes opened up for traffic, and again, there is no timeline on when Highway 6 north of Bryan between Bryan and Hearn will reopen because of a two-vehicle fatality accident. After trailing most of the night, the final five boxes pushed Kyle Cassell across the finish line by 147 votes in the Republican runoff for State House District 12.
Our volunteership in this community paid off, and, you know, we've never did that for a run like this. You know, we're glad to do it, and we're blessed to live in such a great community that gives, and we're glad to be a part of that giving community, and we're glad to serve.
Cassell of College Station lost in four out of the five counties in District 12, but a final margin in Brazos County of 2-1 was enough for the win over Tucker Anderson of Calvert. Cassell faces Democrat Robert Stem in the November general election. Brazos County Republicans have decided who will be the next district attorney. Jarvis Parsons will succeed Bill Turner, who's retiring after almost 30 years in office.
It'll be just a matter of sitting down and talking with Bill, kind of figuring out exactly how things are done and the things that we like about the way Bill did stuff. We want to make sure we keep those things. That's a legacy that's 30, 35 years in the making, from Travis Bryan to Bill Turner to now. And so I want to make sure we keep those things. And then finally, I also want to be able to put my own personality in with the office.
The current assistant district attorney defeated former prosecutor David Hilburn by a 10-point margin. Parsons is unopposed in November. The surprise win of the night came in the Republican Senate runoff as Tea Party-backed Ted Cruz upset Lieutenant Governor David Dewhurst. After the race was called, Cruz addressed his supporters in Houston.
When we started, they said this was impossible. We were at 2%. In the polls.
In his concession speech, also in Houston, Dewhurst vowed to continue his political activity.
We will never stop fighting President Barack Obama and his liberal agenda.
Cruz takes on Democrat Paul Sadler in the November general election. The winner will replace the retiring Kay Bailey Hutchison. This week's meeting of the Texas A&M University System Board of Regents includes a major reorganization. WTAW's Bill Oliver has a preview.
Chancellor John Sharp wants to return the Health Science Center as a part of the flagship campus for 80 million reasons.
And they have in the neighborhood of $80 million of research. Unfortunately, that $80 million of research is not counted in the national rankings of the flagship, because it's outside under me in the system instead of under the president of A&M.
Sharp says Health Center President Nancy Dickey would report to A&M President Bowen Lofton. The chancellor also says any reduction in jobs would be up to Lofton in consultation with Dickey. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
Officials at Scott & White Healthcare say there will be no delays in the construction of the new College Station Hospital. That's after thieves took construction equipment last weekend. Officer Rhonda Seaton says nearly 20 individual cases have been filed so far.
I can tell you that numerous construction storage trailers were broken into. We are still taking reports. We are still getting supplements to the original reports that we have. So we don't have a final number of the actual number of units that was broken into.
Anyone who might have seen vehicles going in and or out of the hospital campus between Saturday night around 6 and Monday morning at 7 are asked to contact College Station Police or Brazos County Crime Stoppers. St. Joseph Health System has named a new leader. Odette Bolano is the acting president and chief executive of the Bryan-based group. She returns to Texas from a Catholic health ministry in Tucson, Arizona, where she was chief operating officer. She was also a COO at Conroe Regional Medical Center. And teachers and students are preparing for the first year of two high schools in College Station. Band director at A&M Consolidated, Van Henry, has projected what will be a short-lived drop in numbers.
And right now we have 190 students on the rolls at Consol, which that's about 20 students smaller than we were last year. But those numbers will start going back up with the realignment of the two sides of town now. As the College Station band grows, we're going to continue to grow, and we'll probably grow back to about 250 students within 2 years.
Henry and Band Boosters have started early in fundraising to offset less district money going to more schools. Coupon books will be sold Friday in College Station and Bryan. More information is online. Just go to the interview page of WTAW.com. WTAW News Time coming up on 712, 76 degrees right now. Just a reminder, Highway 6 near OSR, close to Campbell Creek, remains closed in both directions because of a two-vehicle fatality accident. The news is brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. I'm Chase Murphy, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
This is Leah Hamm with Zwirneman Flooring. As a proud supporter of Texas A&M Athletics and your local friends and neighbors in this community, Zwirneman Flooring takes pride in providing you with our very best price, service, selection, and installation that will have you calling us back time and time again. I am excited to tell you that we now offer stained concrete and granite countertops. We may not be the biggest in flooring, but if given the opportunity, we'll show you that we are the best. Call 776-2800 for Zwirneman Flooring today.
Well, here I am again at the TXTraders.com. That's TexasTradingPost.com. Looking at all their great stuff. Stuff to buy for birthday presents, even early Christmas presents. Yeah, you can get that because they've even got Christmas ornaments. That's all Texas. You know, Texas Trading Post is fun Texas stuff. That's what Russ and Linda Harvell are all about. And their website is TXTraders.com. Normally, we don't encourage you to shop on the internet because it's normally not shopping local. But this is shopping local because this is a College Station business that Russ and Linda have. What can you get at txtraders.com? Well, just go there for yourself, and you'll see the list. Texas gifts, fun stuff, souvenirs, gifts under $35, Texas VIP gifts by Arthur Court, Texas home decor. You get the idea. And it's all at txtraders.com. That's Texas Trading Post.
Hi, this is Debbie Davis. I have a show on Sunday morning that can make a difference for you and your family. Brazos Wellness is a program that interviews local doctors, healthcare providers, and wellness experts from the Brazos Valley. This Sunday morning at 8, I'll be speaking with Herbs to Go and Dr. DeStefano with Central Texas Sports Medicine about our kids and getting them ready for summertime and fall sports. Be sure to listen Sunday morning at 8 here on 1620 WTAW.
Hey, good morning. It's 7:14. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast, got that for you. It's brought to you by Thomas Moore Feed, providing Brazos County with a full line of feed, fertilizer, and gardening products. Thomas Moore Feed, just 3 miles south of Texas World Speedway, or at morefeed.com.
High pressure covers the state this morning. Another stretch of hot weather continuing across the region. This is the most impressive one we've seen so far this summer. It'll be sunny and up around 100 today as we get the month of August going. Partly cloudy tonight, 75 to 80. Sunny and 100 to 105 tomorrow. Clear with lows around 80 tomorrow night. It's going to be mostly sunny during the day Friday and a high around 100 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
At the Olympics, the U.S. and China are still tied in the medal count. We'll talk about Michael Phelps and how he became the most decorated Olympian ever yesterday. And an Aggie has a chance for a medal this afternoon. That and college football and more coming up in sports.
All right.
You got a story to go along with that?
I do. It's okay. Time now for the all-time weirdest sports of the Summer Olympic Games.
Of these games?
No, of games. Some of them they don't do anymore.
Yeah.
For instance, rhythmic gymnastics.
Oh, I remember that with the ribbons.
Of course.
Yeah, sure, yeah.
Yeah.
They don't do that anymore?
No, they don't.
I was looking forward to that, Scott.
But there's also other rhythm gymnastics.
Because we need to see more gymnastics.
Of course we do. Basically, very young, flexible people contorting themselves into all sorts of weird positions while holding a ball. Quite often it's not ribbons. They will be holding a ball.
Uh-huh. All right, big ball.
Yes.
Like a beach ball.
Yes. It was added
in Cowtown.
Yes.
Yeah.
Was added to the game. We'll dance around.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I remember beach balls in Cowtown.
No, okay. Big balls in Cowtown.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, right. I know.
1984 at Los Angeles when the Soviets and most of the European bloc boycotted the games. However, it had nothing to do with the fact that they were doing rhythmic gymnastics.
No, it didn't.
Of course, Chase got to see one of the weirder ones the other day. That was team handball.
Yeah.
Which is really...
Yeah, that is weird. It's like soccer, but you can use your hands, right?
I described it as water polo for people who can't swim.
Yeah, it is more like that. Oh. Yeah, that's right. Water polo and somebody drained the pool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sure. And, of course, there was tug of war.
Oh, and I don't remember tug of war.
When did it end? Well, between 1900 and 1920, the sport was played pretty much the same way that we remember it in school.
Was there a mud pit in the middle?
No, in 1904... 1904 gold medal winning American squad ostensibly representing the Milwaukee Athletic Club, which was terrific until further research established that the team actually was a whole bunch of ringers recruited from Chicago.
Was a kid named Lumpy on the end? Was he the anchor?
They show this guy. Now, the tug-of-war dude at the end, uh-huh. I mean, does have the rope wrapped around his midsection.
He's the one with the most girth.
He's the anchor, if you will.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Anyway, so that's what happened is then, well, there was controversy. Scandal struck in 1908 when the American squad protested that the police boots worn by the British pullers from the Liverpool police team were equipped with illegal cleats for extra traction. When the protests failed, the American pullers left the games in a huff. They all said, let's get in this huff and leave. All told, the British teams grabbed 5 medals to the Americans' 3 before the sport fell off the program in 1920.
That's too bad, because I would watch a good tug of war. I mean, you know, match wouldn't last that long.
No,
right?
I don't think so. I mean, I'm not sure, but I don't
think
so.
Depends on how evenly, you know, they were divided.
And who can forget, of course, club swinging? That's not what you think. No, it's not going from club to club.
Oh, well, no wonder it didn't catch on.
That's right, because they do that now.
Well, now, here's what they used. And you'll always remember in some old gym, these things were, in a movie, these things were hanging on the wall. They were Indian clubs. Remember Indian clubs?
Yeah, they look like big bowling pins.
Exactly.
Yeah, right.
That's what they used. They swung those in unison. So
good. They didn't have spikes on them or anything.
No, they didn't. No, nothing like that.
Yeah.
Solo.
Then everybody would watch.
That was the rough Olympics. Yeah.
I don't even know how this one
That's
really.
Prison Olympics right there.
I don't know how this one even exists. Okay, we've heard of synchronized swimming, right?
Uh-huh, yeah.
This is solo synchronized swimming.
Wait.
What, you just keep your arms together?
You're not synchronizing with anybody, though.
Exactly.
Keep your legs together?
It made its debut in 1984, was last seen in 1992. Also,
Shouldn't they just call that water dancing?
Well, that's what I would think. Swimming obstacle course. The swimmer had to climb over boats, swim under things, and then climb up a pole. It was another event that was
That'd be slippery, wouldn't it?
I'm telling you.
After the 1900 Paris Games. I mean, we would. That'd be kind of fun.
God, you can go to commercial break while they're shimmying up that pole.
Well, that's what that,
coming back down.
That's what that show is where people get knocked in the water now, right? What is that
called
on ABC?
Yeah,
Wipeout.
Yeah, Wipeout. That's it.
Yeah, that's right.
Roller hockey. Do you remember roller hockey? 1992 was the only year.
Huh.
One and done. Lacane. It's like fencing. They used a walking stick.
How high tech? Have y'all watched any fencing? That's become just so high tech now because they have sensors all over their body. And
do they?
You know,
yeah.
I mean, they start, and within 5 seconds, it's usually over.
That's right.
You just hear,
meep. Yeah. And you don't know why one person won.
Oh, I don't know enough about fencing to fill a thimble.
There's a lot of protest because even though it's, you know, electronic, the people who lose always want them to check the tape again or something like that. Well, because they don't think
because it's over in 5 seconds, right?
Yeah,
right.
They think that they got them. He didn't get got.
I got you first.
Yeah, it was like tag. Yeah. You know,
trampoline,
which is really trampoline.
It's still there. It is. It is in the Olympics this year. Trampoline
really?
Is in the Olympics.
It is.
Yeah. See if NBC.
I wonder what NBC channel that's on.
Yeah, no kidding.
NBC Latvia.
And then race walking.
I bet back to trampoline.
All right, yeah.
I bet in Olympics they don't have to cover the springs with anything,
because
those people never hit the springs.
Well, we'll see. I'm not sure.
Yeah,
but yeah, race walking, and you'll
is that
see
held,
this
is
one.
That held in a shopping mall?
This will be held in the next couple of weeks. Now, to prevent runners to prevent them from running.
You're in a third of a mile.
Yeah. They,
and you try to go into Orange Julius and they give you the stink eye because you're in their way.
That's
right.
And then you go by the caramel corn place.
Stop by Cinnabon on the way.
I'm sorry, Peepaw and Meemaw. I didn't realize that your non-payment so you could walk in the air-conditioned, you know, comfort of the mall was really that distracting.
Hi, good morning. You know that solo synchronized swimming, that actually started when a girl had a cramp in her leg in the pool.
Hello.
Hey, I have pictures of the Olympic trampoline room in Colorado Springs.
Oh, no kidding.
They take it serious. They even got a part of the ceiling that's even raised higher than the rest of the ceiling for the big jumpers.
I was gonna say, just in case somebody gets carried away.
Wow. Are the trampolines at ground level? I mean, sunk down into the ground?
Now, see it again. I wanted to harken back to those early years in Bryan College Station where it's not the farm patch per se, but right across the street from the farm patch, you cross Pleasant Street, which is where there's parking now. There used to be a trampoline place right there.
Yeah. Well, when I grew up in San Antonio, the trampoline place, the miniature golf place, and the roller rink were all in one conglomerate.
That's it. I mean, that was a big deal.
And the go-karts. Yeah.
You could go over there and you get 10 minutes on the trampoline.
It was known as the lawsuit district.
That's what you couldn't do this now. And again, you know, they had pea gravel. They were ground level. They had pea gravel. It just it would not work.
Yeah.
Could not do it.
Yeah, because as soon as one little snowflake got a piece of pea gravel, jammed into their arm.
That's
shut down.
But again, now to go back to race walking, and the way that they prevent the runners from running is that you must have one foot on the ground all the time.
Well, who watches them?
I don't know.
I'll be your companion, Judge. I'll be with you the entire
time. Well, what's cool is, I mean, what it just looks like is a lot of people who are walking real fast because they go to the bathroom.
I mean, man, I bet
hello?
Hey, Tom.
Hey.
The rollercade and the miniature golf is still there when I was there about a year ago.
Really? How about that? Yeah.
The insurance premiums are way up higher.
Hi, I'm Donna with the Jewelry and Coin Exchange. I would like to invite you into our store to browse all of our beautiful jewelry. We bring in new items often and, of course, have all the classic favorites. View our extensive diamond collection. Our gorgeous diamond ear studs are marked 50% off. We have the largest selection of sterling silver jewelry in the Brazos Valley, and most of our prices are half of what you would expect to pay anywhere else. Bring in up to 3 pieces of sterling silver jewelry, and we will dip them for you free this week. At the Jewelry and Coin Exchange, we make a promise to our customers. We keep our overhead low and pass the savings on to you. We have jewelry and diamonds for every budget and the quality, selection, and friendly service you deserve. We are open Monday through Friday, 10 to 6. Come see us at 313 College Avenue, one block off University in the IHOP Center.
Here's David Schulte talking about installation.
Most roofing problems start with the installation. So many people are focused on product and what kind of warranty they get with the product, but they don't ask about the installation procedure, the installation techniques, the installer himself, the experience of the company, and how they can back that up. They kind of stop at product and don't look at the whole roofing experience as a package.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the bulletproof.
It's the most fun. It's the hottest, coolest time in Texas. We're going to Schlitterbahn.
Have the most fun this summer at Schlitterbahn Galveston Island Water Park. Shoot through white water rapids. Challenge your friends on a surfing wave. Race on the dueling uphill water coasters. Plummet down thrilling speed slides. Cruise lazy rivers. Sip on tropical drinks in a heated pool. And be a kid in fun-filled watery playgrounds. 22 acres of tropical water park paradise are yours to explore and enjoy. Plus, at Schlitterbahn, you get the most value with free parking, free use of tubes, tables, and boogie boards. Even bring your own picnic. Go to Schlitterbahn.com to purchase discount tickets today and make the most of your summer fun.
At Schlitterbahn, it's the most fun. It's the hottest, coolest time in Texas. We're going to Schlitterbahn.
Hey, good morning. It's 7:26. The Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Skyline Communications, in business for your business for 30 years. Called Charles Culver at 775-2929, 775-2-WAY. High temperature about 100 today. Low tonight around 76, and we'll continue that pattern all week long. The only mention of rain comes Sunday at 30%. So we'll see. Right now, 90% relative humidity. Winds are from the south at 8. We have partly cloudy skies, and it's 78 out there.
Scott and White Health Plan, the one Texans trust. Learn more at SWHP.org. That's SWHP.org.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byansky at BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
The National Intelligence Council is a big picture bunch. They analyze vital national security issues from information generated by all intel agencies. And then they create a global forecast to predict drivers of future behavior. The White House and State Department use the forecast to create policy. Now, according to the National Intelligence Council, poverty will be wiped out by 2030. Not just ours. Worldwide poverty will be eliminated. Christopher Kojum, chairman of the Intel Council, says if current trends continue, the global middle class will rise from 1 billion to 2 billion, and the number of people who live on less than a dollar a day will drop in half. Authoritarian governments will then have a problem because that growing middle class will demand more rights and will have the economic means to press their demands. Water and food supplies might be trouble spots in the future, but new technology could help solve those problems. So if you believe this forecast, we'll have a groovy world in a few decades. There'll be a huge middle class all over the planet, no more poverty. Now, look, I'm an internal optimist, but I'm not buying it, as wonderful as it sounds. Why not? Because liberals aren't going to evaporate. As long as there are liberals implementing liberal policies, there's going to be poverty. Liberals need the poor to stay poor in massive numbers so they can hang around in positions of power. It's just that simple.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
We are welcoming a new mortgage advertiser to the EIB network, Greenlight Financial Services. We're doing it because mortgage refinance rates are at an all-time low. If you can refinance, you have to do it right now, and you should be doing it with Greenlight. If you call today, you can lock in a 2.75% rate and APR fixed for 10 years with no closing cost. No documentation fees, folks. No escrow fees. No title fees. Greenlight funds your loan quicker compared to traditional banks, so you start saving sooner. Call 855-385-RUSH. That's 855-385-RUSH. Or go online. GreenlightRUSH. com.
Advertised rate of 2.75 rate and APR is 120 monthly payments of $9.54 per thousand. Not all applicants will qualify. Go to greenlightloans.com for full disclosure and state licensing. Loans made pursuant to a California lender, license NMLS 2140.
Howdy, this is Jason Bienski with BCR Realty. Mortgage rates are at an all-time low, and the current real estate inventory is up. Now is an excellent time to buy real estate. If you or someone you know is looking to buy or sell a home, investment property, rural or commercial property, trust your real estate needs to an agent who truly cares about your needs. For friendly hometown family service, contact me, Jason Bienski, with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or visit me on the web at aggielandrealestate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Bienski.
AMCO Insurance began providing peace of mind to residents of the Brazos Valley over 135 years ago. Today, we still realize the importance of providing the best products backed by excellent service. AMCO's insurance specialists have the experience to design an insurance package to fit your needs, whether you're a business owner or need coverage for your auto, home, or family. Visit AMCO Insurance at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria in Bryan, or call us at 776-ANCO.
WTAW News Time, 7:30, 77 degrees right now, on our way to a high today of 100. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after this news update. It's brought to you by the Heart Pros at St. Joseph. It's brought to you by Paramount Property Analyst. My apologies. Real estate appraisal and property tax appeal. Update just now in from the Texas Department of Public Safety. All traffic is now beginning to move. They are just now reopening Highway 6 near OSR and close to Campbell Creek at the Brazos-Robertson County line. That's after a two-vehicle fatality accident that happened earlier this morning. The reason why this changed as much as it did is because when the accident was first reported, it wasn't a fatality accident. They were out there investigating. It became a fatality accident, and so the investigation has to go much farther. And so now, at one time, both north and southbound lanes or traffic in both directions was completely restricted. However, they are opening up both north and southbound lanes of Highway 6 as we speak. So if you're stuck in that right now, just know that eventually you will begin to move, and still probably would be best, if you can, to avoid that area for at least another 15 or 20 minutes. If you're headed to Hearn this morning, better to make your – you're going to be late anyway, so go ahead and take a little extra time to get where you need to be, or if you're coming from Hearn into the Bryan area. Today is another day in the courtroom for Jarvis Parsons, but it comes after winning the runoff to become the next Brazos County District Attorney.
It's a nice night tonight, but tomorrow we got to get back to work. And so that's the business of the District Attorney's Office. You stay long hours, you work nights and weekends, but we do it because we love it, and we really want to make the community safe. And so when you have 16 prosecutors on one accord with that goal and that vision, then we really have a great place to live, and we want to keep it a great place to live in Brazos County.
Parsons' margin of victory was 10 points over David Hilburn. Pardon me, he's unopposed in the November general election. In the Republican runoff for the House District 12 seat, Kyle Cassell's victory over Tucker Anderson came despite losing 4 of 5 counties. Cassell was upbeat about his support outside Brazos County.
We've had some great events over the last few weeks in McLennan County. Falls County has been very good to us. Robertson Limestone, we've got a lot of work to do there, but we enjoy our time in Mahaya, Groesbeck, Franklin, and Hearn and Calvert, and we'll be spending a lot more time in those parts of the world here the next couple weeks.
Cassell made up the deficit to win the runoff by 147 votes, thanks to a margin of victory in Brazos County of almost 1,100 votes. He'll face Democrat Robert Stem in the November general election. The biggest upset of the runoff is likely the one for the Republican Senate nomination. Former Solicitor General Ted Cruz led most of the night on his way to a win over Lieutenant Governor David Dewhurst.
And they said I couldn't do it. And you know what? They were right. I couldn't do it. But you could.
Yeah! Cruz speaking to his supporters in Houston. Dewhurst was also in Houston to offer his concession speech last night. In it, he thanked Governor Rick Perry for his support.
You know, I believed in Rick, and I went up to Iowa, and Rick believed in me, and I appreciate that.
Cruz advances to the general election to take on Democrat Paul Sadler for Kay Bailey Hutchison's Senate seat. What is now the Texas A&M Health Science Center was originally one of the colleges on the flagship campus. WTAW's Bill Oliver reports that business at this week's Board of Regents meeting includes returning the Health Science Center to those roots.
Chancellor John Sharp says his recommendation is driven by research.
We all believe that there ought to be better collaboration on research projects between the chemistry department, the life sciences department, the engineering department, and biosciences and things like that at Texas A&M in conjunction with what happens at the Health Science Center that will make that research budget grow even faster.
Sharp also wants the $80 million in research money generated at the Health Science Center to be counted as part of the main campus instead of an independent unit. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
Burglars struck nearly 20 construction trailers on the site of the new Scott & White Hospital in College Station last weekend. Officer Rhonda Seaton of the police department says they're still learning what's missing.
I can tell you that construction supplies and construction equipment were both taken. Still working on the final dollar amount of the loss, but it is substantial.
The burglaries would have occurred between Saturday about 6 p.m. and Monday morning at 7.
With a theft of, or burglary of this magnitude, there would have had to been several people to accomplish, you know, the thefts and the amount of merchandise that was taken.
Scott & White officials say the mass thefts will not result in construction delays. A new chief executive has been chosen at St. Joseph's Health System. Odette Bellano is a former chief operating officer in Conroe who comes to St. Joseph from a COO's post with a Catholic health ministry in Tucson, Arizona. St. Joseph employs more than 2,600 people in its multiple locations across the Brazos Valley. And by the end of the week, you may hear sounds of another school year starting, literally. From a different location, though, A&M Consolidated High School Band Director Van Henry says outdoor practices are about to get underway.
Our school district's placed us at College Station Middle School for the course of our summer band instruction, and as soon as Consol is opened, has reopened, we'll be shipped back over to Consol to complete our summer band preparations. We'll be in full practice mode starting this coming Friday for the next 2.5 to 3 weeks. You'll be hearing those sounds wafting across the community.
Henry says the band at the new College Station High School has also begun its preparations for their inaugural season. WTAW News Time, 735, 77 degrees right now. The news is brought to you by Paramount Property Analysts. More news coming up at 8 o'clock or 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. And reminding you, good news on the front because of the accidents between Bryan and Hearn. Highway 6 beginning to reopen as we speak. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Real estate, whether it's commercial, farm or ranch, or investment property, is a significant asset. Locally owned and operated Paramount Property Analyst specializes in real estate appraisal and property tax appeals. Paramount provides you with an accurate and unbiased appraisal of your property, evaluates your tax burden, and works to assure that your property taxes are assessed fairly. Call Paramount today at 485-8999 or look them up on the web and let their team of 25 plus years of experience go to work for you. Paramount Property Analyst, 485-8999.
For nearly 70 years, Producers Cooperative has been providing quality agricultural products and services to farmers and ranchers in the Brazos Valley. From a full line of livestock feed, seeds and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, it's all at Producers. Producers employs professionals with the expertise to provide technical assistance for your success. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results. Since 1943, Producers on Texas, north of 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
737, a Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by United Roofing. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com.
High pressure covers the state this morning. Another stretch of hot weather continuing across the region. This is the most impressive one we've seen so far this summer. It'll be sunny and up around 100 today as we get the month of August going. Partly cloudy tonight, 75 to 80. Sunny and 100 to 105 tomorrow. Clear with lows around 80 tomorrow night. It's going to be mostly sunny during the day Friday and a high around 100 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
College Game Day host Chris Fowler was in town last night over at Kyle Field for that ESPN College Game Day commercial shoot, and he's a pretty good college football analyst, and he'll talk about the Aggies' first year in the Southeastern Conference. We got that and a lot of Olympic news, of course, all that coming up in sports.
All right. Of course, the talk this morning about a guy who never ran for office and has gotten the Republican nomination for the U.S. Senate, Ted Cruz, and a guy who joins us who likewise had never been in politics before and gets elected his first time, Bill Flores. How are you today?
I'm doing great. Good morning, Scott. Good to be with you on News Talk 1620.
It's interesting. Obviously, Texas is the focal point of the national political focus today because of that win. But you can certainly speak to the idea of what it was like to get into that political arena the first time and get elected.
Well, it's quite a challenge. And if you look at my class of freshmen in the House, about half of the 89 of us that are currently elected were part of that wave that started back in 2010 with a grassroots effort and candidates that had never run for public office before that were swept into office because of frustration with the way things happen in Washington.
And even with that, though, can you say that there has really been a truly conservative imprint put on Washington because of that?
Yes and no. Yes, I can say that there's been a conservative imprint put on Washington and that the bills that we've introduced and passed the House are much more reflective of where America is versus where Washington is. Now, but the problem is it's only happened in the House. It hasn't happened in the Senate. You know, hopefully we'll have more conservatives in the Senate starting next January. And we can begin to get some of these activities that we've taken care of in the House to start happening over in the Senate. Of course, we need to have a White House that will appreciate the work that we're doing over here.
Sure. Now, I mean, you mentioned the Senate, but in fact, the Senate was the one that had to drive the highway bill, the two-year highway bill, so they have to get credit for that.
Yes, they did the highway bill, and it looked for a while that they were going to be the only folks to do an ag bill. Now, I didn't like their ag bill worth a darn, but then Frank Lucas over here in the Ag Committee on the House side was able to get an ag bill done, but it doesn't look like either of them are going anywhere at this point.
Bill Flores joining us from D.C. this morning. Yet yesterday, the leadership, that'd be Harry Reid over on the Senate side and John Boehner on the House side, said that they've got an agreement that's going to avoid a government shutdown.
Right. And I'm glad that they did that. We don't need a replay of what happened last summer where we played brinksmanship politics and caused a lot of worry among all Americans and caused worry in the capital markets. So I'm glad that they did it. I don't like the number, and I do not like the fact that we're having to pass continuing resolutions, but if the Senate's not going to pass the appropriations bills, that's unfortunately the playing field that you're left with. I don't know where I stand on this particular continuing resolution at this point. I'm going to be in the district throughout the month of August and part of the month of September. And we'll talk about that and get some feedback, and then we'll figure out how we vote on it when we come back in September.
Okay, you got a town hall meetings? Is that what the plan is?
Right. We've got a boatload of meetings with several different constituent groups. We've got town hall meetings for Waco and for Cleburne, and then we'll have a Bryan College Station town hall in September.
Now, you say you're not happy with the number, and you stand with, obviously, other people who paint themselves as conservative to say that they could accept, what, the higher number because you got 6 months on the deal, and so that gives you time to fix it, if you will?
That's correct. Exactly. Because it gives you a chance to get past the election and past the swearing in of the new president and hopefully a new leadership in the Senate. And then you can sit down and reassess and recalibrate all the programs and recalibrate the numbers. The budget that we passed in the House has a discretionary target, a spending target of $1.028 trillion. This continuing resolution has an amount of $1.047 trillion. Which is, you know, it's $19 billion higher than what we put in our budget. It's also $4 billion higher than what's in the Budget Control Act. So I think those are both moving in the wrong direction. But if you figure you're only going to be living with that level for 6 months, that means you're only talking about $9.5 billion of spending over what you would have if the House budget had been pushed through the government. So, you know, it's probably not worth shutting the government down over something like that for a number of that size.
Now, of course, you would know better than I how long this continuing resolution model has been in place. But, you know, the very idea that the Tea Party, again, had more victories than they had losses yesterday, and basically the Tea Party has impacted things, those are the kind of people who don't want continuing resolution. So, I mean, is there anything there that can help change that culture?
Well, it can. I don't know that how much of an impact it'll have on this particular continuing resolution, but I can tell you this, after January it will have a huge impact because we Tea Party folks are continuing to push for government to operate in what we call regular order, and that is to pass 12 appropriations bills, to make them hit the budget targets that we passed, and heck, to get the Senate to pass the budget. Those are sort of the blocking and tackling things that we need to have happen up here in Washington that haven't happened for about 4 years now.
Okay, did I hear?
Go ahead.
Did I hear you say we Tea Party?
Well, I mean, I support the Tea Party, and they helped get me elected. So I have the same goals that they do. If you look at what Tea Party goals are, it's limited government, it's balancing the budget and adhering the Constitution. I think any conservative in their right mind supports those goals.
Got it. I wanted to get clarification on that. Okay, now tell me, what are we going to you've got some work to do before you go into recess, but what's going to happen between now and the end of the session?
Well, this week we've got four primary things we're working at. Number one is we're going to pass a bill to continue today's tax system, today's tax rates for another year. And then we're going to pass a blueprint lay out what tax reform would look like beginning next year when we start to look at it. And that way Americans will know exactly where we feel that our federal tax system should be headed. That one-year extension of today's tax rate does two things. One, it keeps the tax increases that are pending in January from hitting and causing the loss of hundreds of thousands of jobs. It also allows certainty for our job creators in this country so that they don't have to worry about what their tax rates are going to be. And then it gives us a chance to come up with comprehensive tax reform that's based off a pro-growth model. We are also going to pass some sort of an ag bill. I'm not sure what it's going to look like. I think it's just going to be a drought disaster bill to help livestock producers that have been impacted by the drought across the country.
And that's because they didn't want to put any riders on the bill that Reid and Boehner said that they were going to pass, right? That's going to be just a clean continuing resolution, is that right?
Right, just a clean disaster relief bill, and then the ag bill that is a stance today will probably expire, and then we'll have to deal with that in the lame duck. That's my guess. Now, I don't always have control over what happens up here, of course.
Yeah. Now, last week we had talked about because of sequestration, there are going to have to be some layoffs in the defense industry. And by law, they must be notified ahead of time. And by law, that's going to happen the week before the election. Now, I see that Monday of this week, the Labor Department suggested that those subcontractors not announce those layoffs because it wouldn't be good for the economy. Can they do such a thing?
Well, under this administration, all the agencies have decided they can do just about whatever they want to. I mean, if you look at what Health and Human Services did 2 weeks ago by saying that they could arbitrarily remove the statutory work provisions in welfare that were passed as part of welfare reform back during the Clinton administration. They don't have the statutory authority to do it, but they're doing it. Now, here's the deal, though. Under the Warren Act, if a company doesn't provide the notice, they can be sued by their employees, and they can get pay for the part of the time period when they weren't notified. So I don't think that this guidance from the Department of Labor is going to protect any employer. And so most CEOs and boards of directors are going to say, let's be very cautious and follow the law the way it's written and issue the notices. I would expect, if you look at how this stuff trickles upstream, I would expect that you'll start seeing layoff notices this month.
Yeah, that's and again, I can see where an administration would not want that right before Election Day. And then finally,
now, remember, we fixed this in the House.
Right, I understand. Once again, the Senate did. Now, and also before we leave, I want to talk about fracking because I know that you've taken some action there too.
That's correct. Under the Department of Interior, they have, despite their outward pronouncements, they have an assault on American energy. And one of the agencies in the Department of Interior is the Bureau of Land Management that has decided it wants to regulate fracking, even though it has no statutory authority to do so. And so what I've introduced is a bill to delay them from being able to do that until they produce a study to explain the impact of that on American energy security, on energy prices, to explain how they have the authority to do this, and to talk about what that was going to do to our economic situation in this country. And I think that hopefully that will give them pause. I introduced that yesterday. I'm hoping that we can get it onto the floor sometime next month or in October.
Well, and obviously that has been, to say that that's had a tremendous impact on the Texas economy would be an understatement. It's been a big
deal. Absolutely.
Here.
I mean, look at the impact that the new technology in fracking has had for natural gas all over the country.
Bill Flores joins us on Wednesdays when Congress is in session. You can hear the entire interview archived on our website at WTAW.com. Thanks for the time this morning, Bill.
Good talking to you, Scott. I'd like to congratulate our local candidates, Kyle Cassell and Jarvis Parsons, for their victories, and I'd ask our listeners to pray for our country and our military men and women.
All right, thanks.
More than 16,000 students in the Brazos Valley are in need of school supplies. On Thursday, August 9th, the Junior League of Bryan College Station is hosting their annual
Stop the Bus
School Supply Drive from 6:30 a.m. to 6:30 p.m. Drop-off locations are at the Brazos Center and HEB Tower Point. Help us
Stop the Bus
on Thursday, August 9th from 6:30 a.m. to 6:30 p.m. For more information on
Stop the Bus,
visit jlbcs.org.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Removing unwanted hair is one of those never-ending jobs we just dread. If you're fed up with all the shaving, waxing, and plucking, it's time to see Childs Dermatology. They can offer permanent hair reduction with the state-of-the-art Elite MPX laser. It's fast, painless, and your first step to tossing the tweezers and razors. Unwanted hair is a chore no more with the Elite MPX laser and Childs Dermatology. Rejuvenate, refresh, repair at Childs Dermatology. Call 696-4444 or visit childsdermatology.com.
What's your biggest priority when you get home at the end of the day? The chores that need to get done or the people who do them? Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. I've had both of the following scenarios play out in my own house, but which of these two situations sounds most like your house? You come home after a long day and notice your kids haven't done their chores. You're even more aggravated to find them playing video games or curled up on the sofa texting their friends. Without so much as a hello, you immediately snap at them to get their work done before you stomp away in a huff. In the second scenario, you actually take a seat in the living room with your kids and spend several minutes chatting with them. You do finally tell them to get their chores done, but only after you've connected with them and taken a genuine interest in their day. Needless to say, the second scenario is best. It conveys to your kids the all-important message that who they are is more important than what they do. When the first thing out of our mouth is an instruction of some kind, the message gets lost. As members of the family, kids should be assigned responsibilities around the house, and they ought to be expected to follow through with those tasks. But when they don't, we can't walk in the door shouting instructions. We need to connect with them first. To help your family thrive, go to FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
Hi, I'm Jimmy Smith, and I'd like to talk to you about a screening. No, not a movie screening, but a screening test for colorectal cancer. It could save your life. Colorectal cancer is highly preventable, yet it is the second leading cancer killer of men and women in the U.S. But it doesn't have to be. Screening finds precancerous polyps so that they can be removed before they turn into cancer. So please get screened for colorectal cancer. I did.
If you're 50 or older, get screened. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
With a Sam's Club membership, you get more great finds for back to school, all for less than you thought possible. Like great deals on a variety of computers, accessories, and tablets from top brands like HP and Dell. Plus, at Sam's Club, you'll find storage units and bedding for the dorm, and plenty of school supplies. Upgrade to a Sam's Plus membership and get even more rewards, extended warranties, and early shopping hours. Going back to school is better when you're in the club. Sam's Club. Join and save.
One more time, good morning, everybody. I'm Tom Turpeville at 7:52. Here's the sports. It's brought to you by Awards and More. Well, last night and until about 3 a.m. this morning at Kyle Field, ESPN was filming that College Game Day commercial, and about 3,500 Aggies showed up to stage the made-for-TV yell practice. The Game Day crew was here, and host Chris Fowler talked to the press about his take on A&M's first year in the SEC.
Obviously, it's a major challenge. You go into the SEC West, which has produced four out of the last five national champs, as folks here well know. And it's pretty deep water, and the current's pretty swift. So you never really know until you jump in how tough it's going to be. But I think that Coach Sumlin is a great fit down here himself. The talent level is good enough. Certainly the debut in the SEC will get better with him. And I think there's no reason why this program can't compete for championships pretty soon. But you step into it at the time, the SEC West in particular has never been stronger. And the SEC depth is as good as it's ever been, too. So the challenge is significant, as everybody knows.
By the way, that commercial you should start seeing on ESPN the first week in September. On October 6th, the Aggies will play their first SEC road game at Oxford against Ole Miss, a game that'll match first-year Aggie head coach Kevin Sumlin with first-year Rebel head coach Hugh Freeze. Freeze has made a quick rise in the coaching ranks at Lambeth University just 3 years ago, then at Arkansas State for 2 years, and taken over at Ole Miss just this last December after Houston Nutt resigned after a 2-10 season. Freeze says that intangibles on his football team are important to him.
Obviously, it's a major challenge. You go into the SEC West, which...
Chris, you've had your turn. Here's Freeze.
Again, it goes back to our core values and learning personal accountability, which I really, at the end of the day, that is, for whatever reason, that is what was lost last semester before we got there. People just weren't accountable to doing the little things that it takes to be a good team member. And so that's where we're starting, is we must be accountable to each other. Every decision that we make affects our teammates and our team. And if we can get the personal accountability right and also some good team chemistry flowing, those are two great qualities. In this league, you're going to have enough talent on your team after we get to recruiting that if you have those two things right, you're going to have a chance in some games now, because there'll be good enough players. All of us are good at recruiting. There's no one bad at it in this conference, so you're going to recruit some good players. But I think the ones that really get separated are the ones that have great team chemistry and understand accountability.
Now, if you saw the movie The Blind Side, well, you saw Hugh Freeze depicted in that movie. He was the high school coach at Briarcrest Christian School in Memphis and was Michael Orr's coach. The movie was based on the life of Michael Orr. Let's talk Olympics now. Camille Adams will have a chance to be the first Aggie to win an Olympic medal today in London. She'll swim in the finals of the 200-meter butterfly. Yesterday, she advanced in heats and later in the semifinals of the event. She had the seventh best time. The finals are today at about 2:12 our time. We'll post the results on WTAW.com. Also, speaking of Aggies, former basketball player Antanas Kavalauskas of Lithuania played 12 minutes, scored 6 points, got 4 rebounds in his team's 72-53 win over Nigeria yesterday. They'll play France tomorrow afternoon. Also, speaking of Aggies, in swimming in the 100 freestyle this morning, Julia Wilkinson, swimming for Canada, was third in her heat, but her time of 54.16 was good enough to make it to the semifinals. That'll be at about 1:40 this afternoon. Another Aggie, though, Liliana Ibanez, second in her heat, but her time did not measure up to advance to the semifinals. Also in the 200 breaststroke, Alia Atkinson, she won her heat at 2:28.77, but again, not fast enough to advance to the semifinals. Those are Aggies at the Olympics. Of course, Michael Phelps is the master of the medals. The swimming sensation set the Olympic record for most medals ever won, helping the U.S. to the gold medal in the 4x200-meter freestyle relay. That brings his medal count total to 19, including a record 15 golds. Allison Schmidt set an Olympic record to win the 200-meter freestyle yesterday. The U.S. clinched first place in its group in Olympic women's soccer with a 1-0 win over North Korea. Clay Stanley scored 16 points, and the U.S. men's volleyball team improved to 2-0 in the prelim pool play. And finally, 8 female badminton players, including world champions from China, face a disciplinary hearing today after being accused of trying to throw matches at the Olympics a day earlier to secure a favorable draw. The Badminton World Federation said in a statement it has charged the doubles players from China, South Korea, and Indonesia under its players' code of conduct with, quote, not using one's best effort to win a match. Brass Valley Bombers continued their winning ways. They got a 7-1 win over the East Texas Pump Jacks last night. They're off tonight. They'll host the Woodlands tomorrow at the AMB Ballpark. And the annual coaching school is wrapping up in San Antonio. Last night, the football all-star game saw the North beat the South 30-16 at the Alamo Dome. There were no A&M signees playing in that game. Texas Rangers lost again 6-2 to the LA Angels. And the Astros lost 10-1. They were 3-24 in July. And that's your look at sports. I'm Tom Turbeville at 7:58. This is News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Everybody needs their name on something, and Awards & More Custom Awards and Promotional Products can put it there. Your business needs custom awards to recognize your employees. Or maybe you need trophies, plaques, and awards for Little League soccer, football, or basketball teams. Awards & More can do it all. If your church or school organization needs t-shirts, Awards & More will custom design the perfect t-shirt for you. Remember, everybody needs their name on something. Visit awardsandmoreinc.com or call 696-3886 today.
It's the most fun. It's the hottest, coolest time in Texas. We're going to Schlitterbahn.
Have the most fun this summer at Schlitterbahn Galveston Island Water Park. Shoot through white water rapids. Challenge your friends on a surfing wave. Race on the dueling uphill water coasters. Plummet down thrilling speed slides. Cruise lazy rivers. Sip on tropical drinks in a heated pool. And be a kid in fun-filled watery playgrounds. 22 acres of...
Brazos Valley Weather Forecast is brought to you this morning by Skyline Communications. In business for your business for 30 years, call Charles Culver at 775-2929, 775-2-WAY. High temperature about 100 today. Matter of fact, we'll handle that all the way through Sunday. Right now it's 79. WTAW, College Station, Brian.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. President Obama is about to head to Ohio, a key state in November, again pushing his tax cut plan as Republicans push their own at the House. Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson, live in Washington.
Well, Dave, it's congressional deja vu. Remember last week in the Senate, a Republican tax plan failed. A Democratic plan passed, only to be ignored by the Republican House. By the end of this week, expect the opposite in the House. The Democrats' plan to extend tax cuts to incomes below $250,000 to lose. The Republicans' plan with no income ceilings to pass, only to then be ignored by the Senate. But there is some compromise. House and Senate leaders have agreed on a six-month continuing resolution, a bill to extend the federal budget through March at current spending levels.
Rich, the Tea Party may win another Senate seat. Their candidate in Texas, Ted Cruz, outspent 3-1, beats the lieutenant governor in a Republican primary runoff.
Bringing people together across this state and across this country to repeal every single word of Obamacare.
Cruz will face Democrat Paul Sadler in November. Chrysler keeps driving away from the bailout. Its sales rose 13% last month, Chrysler's best July in 5 years. Other automakers are also expected today to report strong monthly sales. A warning to Iran from Defense Secretary Panetta while he visits Israel.
Our countries have a strong bond, not only of friendship, but of security.
Panetta tells Iran if it does not negotiate acceptable limits on its nuclear program, the U.S. military could strike to prevent Iran from building a bomb. Who would play to lose at the Olympics? Eight female badminton players who've been kicked out of the Summer Games. Two doubles teams from South Korea, one from China, one from Indonesia, disqualified for losing matches on purpose as crowds booed in London. The reason? A loss could help give teams a more favorable matchup into the next round. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
At the Fram Proving Grounds, we impose harsh punishment on Fram filters. We explode them, we pound them, we crush them. But we don't do it because we've got a mean streak. We do it to make sure they can take the road's punishment and still help protect your engine. Like Fram Extra Guard, built to protect three times better than average economy filters. So don't unfairly punish your car with a cheaper filter. Give it tested, proven Fram Extra Guard. Fram, don't fail your engine. See serious punishment at Fram.com.
I am the new way to work, and I am not alone. More companies, from the startups to the large multi-location companies, are realizing that office solutions from Regis are tailor-made for their needs, whatever those needs may be. With Regis, they get to invest in their business instead of lobby art and phone systems. They get the local presence they need without the long-term lease. I am the new way to work, and I'd like you to join me. Start now and get 2 months free at Regis.com/radio or call 1-800-OFFICES. That's 1-800-OFFICES.
Hello, Brazos Valley. This is Kyle Smith of Auto and Home Mobility again to let you know what we have and do. We handle anything from stair lifts, turning seats, hand controls, to wheelchair lifts. We also carry the Milford Person Lift, the caregiver's dream. The Milford Lift can be put in your bathtub, easy chair, jacuzzi, truck, farm equipment. Heck, we even put one on a trike. So before you do any expensive home remodeling, check out the Milford Lift first at yourmobilitysolutions.com or call us at 979-589-2005.
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW, think of the businesses who made it possible for you to hear the games of your favorite team. Businesses like First Victoria Bank, Foul Digits, and the Sleep Station. Here's a big gig'em to these businesses who sponsor Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Hi, I'm Donna with the Jewelry and Coin Exchange. The price of gold is still high, and we have many customers that are coming in to sell their unwanted gold jewelry. We buy and sell gold and silver coins, one coin or an entire collection. If you want to invest in gold or silver, you will find our prices are the best around. At the Jewelry and Coin Exchange, we buy gold, silver, platinum, diamonds, silver flatware, and Swiss watches. Being a full-service jewelry store allows us to pay more for your items. We are not dependent on just precious metals. Thank you for voting us the best gold and silver buyers in the Brazos Valley for another year. We hear every day how happy our customers are with us, and they appreciate our A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. The Jewelry and Coin Exchange is located at 313 College Avenue, one block off University in the IHOP Center. We're open Monday through Friday, 10 to 6. Call 846-2400 or come see us.
Water disasters can wreak havoc on your home. Whether it's a toilet overflow, broken water line, or faulty plumbing, you need help fast. Kim Dry can immediately respond to your water damage emergency. Kim Dry has industry-certified professionals to tackle almost any water situation. We use the latest technology and techniques and equipment to complete the job right. If you have emergency water problems, call Kim Dry of Brazos County, 776-9833. Independently owned and operated by Brad Ayers, serving Brazos, Robertson, Burleson, Milam, Lee, and Falls Counties.
WTAW News Time, 8:05, 80 degrees right now, on our way to a high today of about 100. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after this news update brought to you by Merrymaids. Call 979-595-1111 or go to merrymaids.com. Merrymaids, relax, it's done. Good morning, I'm Chase Murphy. Good news, Highway 6 finally clearing up near OSR and close to Campbell Creek at the Brazos-Robertson County line. Two-vehicle fatality accident earlier this morning had traffic in both directions completely shut down. Crews have since reopened traffic in both directions, and it is beginning to clear up. Investigators will be out there later today to continue an investigation, so you may have some delays later on today, but they're trying to get traffic cleared up as quickly as possible out there. No details on that fatality accident. After trailing most of the night, the final five boxes pushed Kyle Cassell across the finish line by 147 votes in the Republican runoff for State House District 12.
Our volunteership in this community paid off, and, you know, we never did that for a run like this. You know, we're glad to do it, and we're blessed to live in such a great community that gives, and we're glad to be a part of that giving community, and we're glad to serve.
Cassell of College Station lost in four out of the five counties in District 12, but a final margin in Brazos County of 2-1 was enough for the win over Tucker Anderson of Calvert. Cassell faces Democrat Robert Stem in the November general election. Brazos County Republicans have decided who will be the next district attorney. Jarvis Parsons will succeed Bill Turner, who's retiring after almost 30 years in office.
It'll be just a matter of sitting down and talking with Bill, kind of figuring out exactly how things are done and the things that we like about the way Bill did stuff. We want to make sure we keep those things. That's a legacy that's 30, 35 years in the making, from Travis Ryan to Bill Turner to now. And so I want to make sure we keep those things. And then finally, I also want to be able to put my own personality in with the office.
Parsons defeated former prosecutor David Hilburn by a 10-point margin. He is unopposed in November. The surprise win of the night came in the Republican Senate runoff as Tea Party-backed candidate Ted Cruz upset Lieutenant Governor David Dewhurst. After the race was called, Cruz addressed his supporters in Houston.
When we started, they said this was impossible. We were at 2%. In the polls.
In his concession speech, also in Houston, Dewhurst vowed to continue his political activity.
We will never stop fighting President Barack Obama and his liberal agenda.
Cruz takes on Democrat Paul Sadler in the November general election. The winner will replace the retiring Kay Bailey Hutchison. This week's meeting of the Texas A&M System Board of Regents includes a major reorganization. WTAW's Bill Oliver has a preview.
Chancellor John Sharp wants to return the Health Science Center as a part of the flagship campus for 80 million reasons.
And they have in the neighborhood of $80 million of research. Unfortunately, that $80 million of research is not counted in the national rankings of the flagship because it's outside under me in the system instead of under the president of A&M.
Sharp says Health Center President Nancy Dickey would report to A&M President Bowen Loftin. The chancellor also says any reduction in jobs would be up to Loftin in consultation with Dickey. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Officials at Scott & White Healthcare say there will be no delay in the construction of the new College Station Hospital. That's after thieves took construction equipment last weekend. Officer Rhonda Seaton says nearly 20 individual cases have been filed so far.
I can tell you that numerous construction storage trailers were broken into. We are still taking reports. We are still getting supplements to the original reports that we have. So we don't have a final number of the actual number of units that was broken into.
Anyone who may have seen vehicles going in and or out of the hospital campus between Saturday night at 6 and Monday morning at 7 are asked to contact police or Brazos County Crime Stoppers. The St. Joseph Health System has named a new leader. Odette Bellotto is the acting president and chief executive of the Bryan-based group. She returns to Texas from a Catholic health ministry in Tucson, Arizona, where she was chief operating officer. She was also a COO at Conroe Regional Medical Center. And teachers and students are preparing for the first year of two high schools in College Station. The band director at A&M Consolidated, Van Henry, has projected what will be a short-lived drop in numbers.
And right now we have 190 students on the rolls at Consol, which that's about 20 students smaller than we were last year. But those numbers will start going back up with the realignment of the two sides of town now. As the College Station band grows, we're going to continue to grow, and we'll probably grow back to about 250 students within 2 years.
Henry and Band Boosters have started early in fundraising to offset less district money going to more schools. Coupon books will be sold Friday in College Station and Bryan. More information is online. Just go to the interview page of WTAW.com. WTAW News Time is 810, 80 degrees right now. The news brought to you by Mary Maids. We'll talk with Bryan Mayor Jason Byinski coming up next on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
You work long, hard hours, and it's difficult to find time to clean up around the house. Relax, because with Mary Maids, it's done. There's nothing like opening your door after a long day at work to see a clean Mary Maids home. Your entire house is spotless, and you didn't even lift a finger. Mary Maids sends professionally trained, screened, and bonded professionals to your home, so you can trust everything is safe and secure. Voted best of the Brazos Valley for the last 4 years. Call Mary Maids at 979-595-1111. That's 979-595-1111. Mary Maids. Relax. It's done.
Hi, I'm Janelle Carver with Cornerstone Mortgage Company. Opportunity is still knocking for home buyers, whether you want to buy your next home or your first-time home buyer. Cornerstone offers a variety of home loan options. Call us today at 260-1448 or visit our office at 307 Arguello Drive. You can also visit JanelleCarver.com to pre-qualify. And first-time home buyers, ask us about our mortgage credit certificate program that can help you save up to $2,000 annually.
Not a commitment to lend. Borrower must meet qualification criteria. Cornerstone Mortgage Company is an equal housing lender.
812, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Let's do some weather. It's brought to you this morning by Skyline Communications, in business for your business for 30 years. Call Charles Culver at 775-2929. 775-2-WAY.
Hot, dry weather likely to last right through the end of the work week. Sunshine for today. We're going to top out very close to 100 degrees, if not above 100. It'll be partly cloudy overnight, 75 to 80. Mostly sunny tomorrow, 100 to 105 through the afternoon. Clear skies tomorrow night. Lows are going to be around 80 degrees. Friday's going to be mostly sunny. Temperatures Friday afternoon right around 100. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And, of course, you know that we're not finished.
No.
No, when it comes to
Olympics.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, good. No, we got two more weeks.
Oh, yeah, but I'm talking about here.
Oh, I see.
Wait a minute. What's happened? I can't find my. Oh, I misspelled it. Okay, hang on. Okay, I typed in Kalu.
All right. I love a good Kalu.
There you go.
Yeah.
Kalu and cream. Yeah.
Right. Okay.
Cuckoo Kalu.
All right. Here we go. Pigeon shooting. Once in the Olympics, back in 1900, live pigeon shooting competition brought down 300 birds and was, quote, a bloody mess.
There was no PETA back then, I guess.
No, you're right. That was the one and only year for live pigeon shooting after that.
Then they did clay pigeons after
that?
Yeah,
I guess.
Then they invented clay pigeons, right?
I mean, would you want to be the judge in that? I mean, because then you got to go, what, pick up the pigeon bodies, pigeon parts? I mean.
Oh, yeah. Ah. That'd get messy. Well, yeah, but then you could, you know. You could barbecue them, I guess.
Barbecue? Did you say barbecue?
Yeah. Sorry.
We're going to get them on a grill and we'll barbecue them.
I'm sorry. Yeah. I verbed barbecue.
Yeah, you did, as a matter of fact. Goodness. No, it's got nothing to do
How
with
dare
it.
You?
Yeah. Anyway.
How do you sleep at night?
Yeah. We'll come back and talk about later on how much the medals actually cost.
Oh.
Yeah. So there. Hey, yeah. I got a joke. I got a golfing joke for you today. You want a golfing joke?
Sure.
Yeah,
sure.
This is one you can tell
joke.
The next time you're out golfing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Scratch golfer hits his ball 300 yards straight down the fairway. Hits a sprinkler, careens off into the woods. He finds the ball, but trees surround it. He gets angry, grabs his 9-iron, hits the ball as hard as he can. It bounces off the tee, bounces off a tree, back and hits the golfer right in the back of the head, and it kills him instantly. He arrives in heaven. God happens to be at the pearly gates that day to greet him. Looking up at his records, God says here that you're a golfer. You any good? Golfer looked at him and said, I got here in two, didn't I?
Oh, yes.
It's your golf joke.
Hello.
I say, pigeon shooting was a bloody mess. We see a new TV show last night. I think they call it Rat Bastards. It's all along the lines of swamp people, except they're hunting Nutria.
Oh, Nutria. Oh, no. What was that on history? Is that what that's on?
Oh, I think it was Spike.
Oh, of course. Thanks. Well, of course. Wonderful.
Yeah,
got that.
And I didn't even record it.
No, we didn't. Yeah. Jason Majewski joins us this morning, the mayor of Bryan. How are you today?
Wow. How do you follow pigeon shooting and Olympic kazoos?
Yeah, that's right, man. That's it. You never know what we're going to do. Hey, I want to, I guess, cut right to the chase. It looks like the utility rates are going to have to go up a little bit in Bryan. Is that what we're looking at?
Well, that's been talked about for several years. This is not a new issue. We're looking at the best ways we can to try to maintain that and try to, you know, keep that increase from going up. But that's been in the process for many years and talked about and on our 10-year plan, so to speak, but it's something we're looking at, and, you know, rates have been going up all over Texas. Ours are still one of the most competitive in the state of Texas, and we're going to try to maintain it as low as possible.
But also, I mean, I think you can speak to the situation. Obviously, the Utility Council has shown, the Texas Public Utilities Commission, going to raise the rates as far as emergencies, if we happen to have any of those, and we've got a week of 100-degree temperatures in front of us. Texas Reliability ranks almost last in America, yet locally, BTU is in fairly good situation, I think. The problem is you're in a grid that may cause blackouts or brownouts, and that has to be addressed in this hot weather.
And we're at their mercy every year, and luckily this year we didn't experience the 110-degree temperatures for 90 days. I think this has probably been the hottest week we've experienced here this summer, but so we're fortunate this year, but in future years may not be so fortunate, and that will cause emergency situations with the grid, and you will see roaming blackouts. But at this point, we're going to do all we can. We've got good people that work at BTU. Gary Miller just took over as the director of utilities over there, so things are looking good at BTU.
Jason Majewski joining us from Bryan this morning. Haven't had you in here since the budget presentation. Chuck Condrilla was in here a couple of weeks ago. But I always like this because Jason is in the real estate business, and so you can speak to this as a professional as well as an elected official. In looking at the projections that are coming down the road in about 2 years, I don't have the numbers in front of me, apparently property tax revenue is going to fall in the city of Bryan and then go back up, and the net change is 7.9% over 2 years. That's That's a frighteningly large swing, is it not? I mean, we're talking now the not the property values themselves. They will fall, but let's talk about that first. That there apparently is 2 years down the road, I think, that you project property values to actually fall in the city of Bryan.
Well, we've got we're trying to maintain those levels. I mean, this past year, the sales tax was kind of flat. Property tax valuations were kind of flat. We're seeing an increase in development in Bryan and with residential, with commercial, retail. This biomedical corridor and all that it brings on the west side is going to help. So we're hoping we're going to have a good bump in the near future with tax valuations, and that'll help our budget. But you know, we're still way better off than most cities around Texas, most cities around the United States, and what's projected and with some of the drop-offs and in tax valuations, right, and sales tax.
Well, numbers. What I want to talk about, and I brought it up so you could have it in front of you, the revenue transfer, where you go from a plus 5.4 to a minus 2.5 in 1 year. That's a 7% swing. That's almost 8% swing. That is significant, is it not? Can you give me the reason why that's happening in that revenue projection right there?
Well, we're in the process of discussing the budget right now, and that's something we can talk about in the near future. But at this point, you know, we're positive on our budget and positive on what we're expecting in on transfers. Again, with BTU, we're it's capped out at 7%. We can't ever change that without a vote of the people. So, you know, any transfers in from Bryan Texas Utilities has always been maintained there. But it's something that we'll be looking at in the near future.
Tell me where we are, because City of College Station right now is working on making changes in their charter. They put a committee together, and they've made recommendations to Chamber. Is Bryan in any position as far as looking at changes to the charter?
We had a charter election several years ago. We haven't talked about it recently. Scott, haven't formed a committee. Usually our city secretary, Marilyn Strada, will approach us if there's usually there's some charter issue that needs to be tweaked, and the law has changed, and we need to bring it in line with the state law. And if that's the case, then it's something we'll look at. And a lot of times you'll bring up other issues that might be prevalent to the city of Bryan that we'll throw in there. But we haven't talked about it. But if there's enough issues that merit an election, then that's something we can look at a charter review committee and amending and changing some of those, and then putting that on the ballot in November.
You know, one of the things that we had a story about earlier, that Jason Bajinski joining us this morning from Bryan, one of the things we had a story on earlier this week is that charter review committee in College Station looked at the idea of going to single-member districts, did not. College Station had single-member districts for a short time and then went back to at-large. Bryan, on the other hand, is basically single-member districts with one member at-large. College Station doesn't want to change. Does Bryan want to change? I mean, what former Mayor McElhaney said was, well, you know, if you end up having districts, then people say you're not spending enough money in my district, and that was one of the rationales that they use in College Station. How do you answer that from the city of Bryan being a mayor that does, in fact, have single-member districts?
Well, the 7 years that I've been on the city council, I can't say once have we had council members that only fight for their backyards. When you're elected from a single-member district, you're elected to represent all of the city of Bryan and the citizens as a whole. And our council members have done a good job representing all of the city and working on projects that benefit all of the city. I can understand the rationale that if you have, this is my backyard and that's your backyard, I'm only going to focus on what needs to be done there. You focus on those issues and you focus on all of the city of Bryan's issues. And you could have some bickering. In Bryan, we haven't had that bickering in the past many years. And our city council reps have done a wonderful job representing their constituents and their single-member districts, but making sure that the whole city of Bryan was taken care of. I like the single-member districts. I mean, I think you've seen in College Station in years past where some of the elected officials were brought in from certain neighborhoods or certain parts of town where the populations are high. You could have that in Bryan. You could have probably a majority of the council members from the east side of Bryan and maybe some of the older central corridors of Bryan. So, I think when you have those five council members from single-member districts, they bring a lot of expertise and knowledge of their backyards and their areas to the table. So when we're talking about these budgets and we're talking about infrastructure projects and what needs to be done on capital improvements, We've got their area of expertise because I'm not in their backyards every day. And so they can bring that wealth of knowledge to the table to where we make a proper decision that represents all of Bryan and that's good for all those neighborhoods. So we haven't had any problems with it. I think it's been a good system in place. And again, it gives people from all over Bryan chances to run and represent. And you can tell if you look at the applications that we receive on our citizen committees that we offer, majority of them do come from single member District 3, which is the east side, and then come from 4, which is a central part of Bryan. And now you're starting to see an increase in 5, which is the west side, Art Hughes' area, around Traditions, Villa Marie, on that area. But very few from single member Districts 1 and 2, which is the north and west sides of town and the minority districts. And so, you know, you could have a reflection of that in the elections if you didn't have single member districts. But we've definitely got a lot of folks on those sides that want to get involved. And so it could be lopsided representation potentially. But it works well in Bryan, and College Station can do what works well for them in College Station. And I have no complaints with our system in place.
Got it. What do you got for us this morning?
Well, Scott, a couple things I want to mention. Of course, First Friday's coming up this Friday. If you haven't experienced the First Friday in downtown Bryan, it's wonderful. This will be one of our bigger First Friday events. There's a lot of things on the agenda for the night. Pixar movie Up is going to be playing in Sale Park, so bring your families out and enjoy a night in historic downtown Bryan and take a look at the wonderful Queen Theater. Also, Texas Reds Festival is right around the corner. We encourage everyone to go on to our website, texasredsfestival.com. We'll soon be signing up volunteers for Texas Reds Festival, and tickets will soon be on for sale. Just want to mention, on Friday night at Texas Reds, we'll have the Texas Tornadoes. You've got many Grammy winners there. They're an exciting band that's back together and touring the past few years. Promise it'll be a good time that Friday night in downtown Bryan. Then for all the Urban Cowboy fans, that Saturday we'll have Johnny Lee opening up for Aggie legend Roger Kreger. So mm-hmm. It's going to be a great mix of entertainment throughout the day, Saturday and Friday. So we encourage everyone to come out to Texas Reds October 12th and 13th. Not an A&M football game that weekend, so don't have to worry about what the Aggies are doing that day. Is a day off to come in and support the community. Also got to mention our Bryan Municipal Golf Course, Travis B. Bryan Golf Course, bryangolf.com. We've got some wonderful specials going on right now. I know that for those that are playing golf at the A&M Golf Course, that'll soon be shutting down for their renovation. So we welcome you to come try out the Bryan Municipal Golf Course and what we have to offer there. But they've done a great job in offering family specials, children specials, and specials for those that want to play on an ongoing basis. So some good deals there.
All right. Very good. Thanks for the time this morning.
Scott, thank you.
Yeah, that's Jason Bianski, the mayor of Bryan. We visit with the mayors on alternate Wednesdays on News Talk 1620.
Goodbye to the payroll tax break. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jen Ursulo. There's a good chance the payroll tax break will be no more. Both Republicans and Democrats appear willing to quietly let the major tax cut expire, affecting 122 million people. Members of both parties hope to replace it after the election with a broad deal that would restructure safety net programs and cut the deficit. Burger King Worldwide Inc.'s net income soared 60% in the second quarter as the fast food chain reworked its menu and focused on expanding overseas. Time Warner says its net income fell 33% in the second quarter as its Warner Brothers movie studios had weaker releases compared with a year ago. Walmart was the top performer among the blue chip stocks, gaining nearly 7% for the month, followed by AT&T, Merck, Procter & Gamble, and Pfizer. The Dow Jones Industrial Futures are up 42 points to 12,991, the NASDAQ up 14, the S&P up 4. I'm Jen Ursula with the Dow Jones Money Report.
I'm a mid-sized business.
One of the engines of a smarter planet.
I want to run my business in the cloud.
Who can I trust?
A bookstore?
A search site?
I need a partner with experience.
To manage my infrastructure.
And help keep my data secure.
Introducing IBM Smart Cloud, starting at $56 per month. Learn why IBM is the smarter choice for cloud at IBM.com/engines/cloud. Price subject to change.
Does your business thrive by serving other businesses? Would you like a proven way to build a healthy flow of qualified B2B leads to grow sales? Hoovers has developed a best-in-class lead generation tool that makes it easy for you to find the right leads for your business. You'll simply be amazed at how qualified the leads are and how fast it works. Try it out today for free. Get 50 free leads and a 24-hour trial. Just call 800-239-0011. That's 800-239-0011. Don't wait. Call 800-239-0011.
Making concrete jungles greener could reduce two major air pollutants 8 times more than previously thought. This according to research at Lancaster University in England. Atmospheric scientist Thomas Pugh, now at Karlsruhe Institute of Technology in Germany, says they looked specifically at street canyons, urban corridors surrounded by tall buildings.
And the way that these canyons work aerodynamically is that they tend to trap the air inside them, so that the air inside the canyon doesn't mix very well with the air above the canyon in the free atmosphere, if you like.
That traps pollutants like nitrogen dioxide and airborne particles, but it also makes it easier for grass, ivy, or other green surfaces to soak them up. The study suggests that covering downtown walls and roofs with greenery could have a significant impact on pollution and public health. I'm Bob Hirshon for AAAS, the Science Society.
Bravo, Brazos Valley, and it's great to have Dr. Deborah Kalman back to talk about the Brazos Valley Museum of Natural History, what has been going on, what is about to go on once we get started with school again, and you all are, have been busy and will be busy. First off, your nature camps, you've still got a month to go on those. That'll go to the end of August, right?
Yes, that's right, and they've been going great guns. This week we're talking all about safety and water safety and having fun, lots of fun with the kids. We have a few spots left open for next week, so if people are interested, they can give us a call.
And in September, you're going to get going really strong. You've got a closing reception for one of your exhibits that's going on right now, and then a new exhibit starting El Camino Real. Talk about those.
Yeah. On September 4th, Dr. Marco Cavaglia is a visiting scientist associated with the Laser Interferometer Gravitational Wave Observatory. That's
you
a mouthful.
You said that good. You've been practicing, haven't you?
That's a mouthful, but yeah. He's going to be coming to give a closing talk for our Astronomy's New Messengers exhibit, which is a fabulous exhibit about gravitational waves and black holes. And so that'll be Tuesday, September 4th at 6 p.m., followed by a gallery viewing and a reception, and that's free and open to the public. Later on in that same month, we'll be opening a new exhibit called El Camino Real de los Tejas, A Gateway to Texas History.
Mm-hmm.
And we're real excited about that. We're going to be featuring some of the commerce that happened along the trail, highlighting the blacksmithing, and we're also going to have, at the same time, an exhibit that was put together by Carla Morton, Texas Poet Laureate, and it's going to have poetry and photographs of Texas from around the state. She is actually coming to do a presentation at our Living History Fair, Boonville Days, which is the first Saturday in October.
That's right.
And this year we have greatly expanded it. We've rented out the entire Brazos Center.
Good.
We're going to have a chuck wagon cook-off. We're having 10 authentic chuck wagons. You can come out and sample real chuck wagon cooking served to you from the back of an authentic chuck wagon with folks in costume. We're going to have live music. We're just so excited about this. This is going to be the biggest living history fair that we've ever had. And, of course, in conjunction with that, we have, for those of you that are fitness buffs, early that same day, we have our Buffalo Stampede, which is our half marathon and 5K.
That's where you dress up like a buffalo,
Where I dress up and embarrass myself.
That's right. Gee, it's already been a year.
Yeah. And this year we have a celebrity starter, Terrence Murphy.
All right, T. Murph.
Yes, he's going to do the starting gun for us and pose for photographs with the winners.
Well, he's getting old. He can't run that.
He's still my hero.
I know. T. Murph's a good friend. So
we've got a lot of stuff coming up, and we really hope that folks will mark October 6th on their calendars to come out and celebrate the Bravo Brazos Valley history with us.
All right. That's fantastic. That's all coming up. Again, this is Brazos Valley Museum of Natural History, and if people don't know where you are, you're located there on the east end, I guess it is, of the Brazos Center. That's where you are right. on Briarcrest.
That's right. And folks can follow us now on Facebook and Twitter.
All right.
So we'll be posting lots of great information. In fact, we even have a video from last year's Stampede on our Facebook site.
Tell them your hours again.
Our hours are Tuesday through Saturday, 10 to 5. And during the summer, we're also open on Monday, 10 to 5.
Brazos Valley Museum of Natural History, Dr. Deborah Kalman is here. And thanks, and we'll be seeing you next time to talk about it.
Okay, thank
All
you.
All right. That's it. I'm Tom Turbeville. This is Bravo Brazos Valley, brought to you by Meese & Associates.
WTAW News time, 832, 82 degrees right now at the studio. Sunshine today with a high of about 100. We'll take a look at your forecast after this final look at news for the morning, brought to you by The Face Place, where facial aesthetics is state-of-the-art. Good morning, I'm Chase Murphy. Accident scene is cleared north of Bryan between Bryan and Hearn on Highway 6 near OSR, close to Campbell Creek. That was the site of a two-vehicle fatality accident earlier in the day that was in the middle of the road, so that was tying up traffic in both directions. In fact, traffic completely stopped on Highway 6 for some time, but that accident has been cleared out. But you can expect some possible delays later on today as investigators get back out there to continue their investigation into that crash. Details into the fatality accident are not yet known. Today is another day in the courtroom for Jarvis Parsons, but it comes after winning the runoff to become the next Brazos County District Attorney.
Nice night tonight, but tomorrow we got to get back to work. And so that's the business of the district attorney's office. You stay long hours, you work nights and weekends, but we do it because we love it and we really want to make the community safe. And so when you have 16 prosecutors on one accord with that goal and that vision, then we really have a great place to live and we want to keep it a great place to live in Brazos County.
Parsons' margin of victory was 10 points over David Hilburn. He's unopposed in the November general election. In the Republican runoff for the House District 12 seat, Kyle Cassell's victory over Tucker Anderson came to despite losing four of five counties. Cassell was upbeat about his support outside Brazos County.
We've had some great events over the last few weeks in McLennan County. Falls County has been very good to us. Robertson Limestone, we've got a lot of work to do there, but we enjoy our time in Mahia, Grosbeck, Franklin, and Hearn and Calvert, and we'll be spending a lot more time in those parts of the world here the next couple weeks.
Cassell made up the deficit to win the runoff by 147 votes, thanks to a margin of victory in Brazos County of almost 1,100. He'll face Democrat Robert Stem in the November general election. The biggest upset of the runoff, likely the one for the Republican Senate nomination. Former Solicitor General Ted Cruz led most of the night on his way to a win over Lieutenant Governor David Dewhurst.
And they said I couldn't do it. And you know what? They were right. I couldn't do it. But you could.
That's Cruz addressing supporters in Houston. Dewhurst was also in Houston to offer his concession speech. In it, he thanked Governor Rick Perry for his support.
You know, I believed in Rick, and I went up to Iowa, and Rick believed in me, and I appreciate that.
Cruz advances to the general election to take on Democrat Paul Sadler for Kay Bailey Hutchison's Senate seat. What is now the Texas A&M Health Science Center was originally one of the colleges on the flagship campus. And WTAW's Bill Oliver reports that business at this week's Board of Regents meeting includes returning the Health Science Center to those roots.
Chancellor John Sharp says his recommendation is driven by research.
We all believe that there ought to be better collaboration on research projects between the chemistry department, the life sciences department, the engineering department, and biosciences and things like that at Texas A&M in conjunction with what happens at the Health Science Center that'll make that research budget grow even faster.
Sharp also wants the $80 million in research money generated at the Health Science Center to be counted as part of the main campus instead of an independent unit. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Burglars struck nearly 20 construction trailers on the site of the new Scott & White Hospital last weekend. Officer Rhonda Seaton of the College Station Police Department says they're still learning what's missing.
I can tell you that construction supplies and construction equipment were both taken. Still working on the final dollar amount of the loss, but it is substantial.
The burglaries would have occurred between Saturday night at 6 and Monday morning at 7. Scott & White officials say the mass thefts will not result in any construction delays. A new chief executive has been chosen at St. Joseph Health System. Odette Bellotto is a former chief operating officer in Conroe who comes to Bryan from a COO's post with a Catholic health ministry in Tucson, Arizona. St. Joseph employs more than 2,600 people in its multiple locations across the Brazos Valley. And by the end of the week, some of you may hear the sounds of another school year starting from a different location anyway. A&M Consolidated High School Band Director Van Henry says outdoor practices are about to get underway.
With a theft or burglary.
Sorry, that's Officer Seaton. I promise you, this is Van Henry.
Our school district's placed us at College Station Middle School for the course of our summer band instruction, and as soon as Consol is opened, has reopened, we'll be shipped back over to Consol to complete our summer band preparations. We'll be in full practice mode starting this coming Friday for the next 2.5 to 3 weeks. You'll be hearing those sounds wafting across the community.
Henry says the band at the new College Station High School has also started its preparations for their inaugural season. WTAW News Time is 8:37, 83 degrees right now. This look at news brought to you by The Face Place. More local news coming up today at noon or 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Okay, let's face it. If you want a more vibrant look, if you want your skin to have a more youthful appearance, if you'd like to correct some of that skin damage you've acquired over the years, then pick up the phone and call The Face Place now, 255-GLOW, and ask about Fraxel. The Face Place, a medical spa, addresses fine lines and wrinkles, acne and surgical scarring, textural irregularities, age spots, and so much more with their Fraxel procedure. What are you waiting for? Call The Face Place today, 255-GLOW. The Face Place, where facial aesthetics is state of the art.
Now at your neighborhood Subway, the new Southwest Chili Collection, a tempting trio of sensational subs loaded with green chilies. Try the Albuquerque turkey with crispy bacon and smooth avocado, the Santa Fe chicken with bacon and creamy ranch, or the Southwest cheesesteak, a taste as big as the land it hails from. All three with roasted chopped chilies, if you've got the chops. Get to your local Subway for the new Southwest Chili Collection today. Subway, eat fresh.
Limited time only at participating restaurants.
Hey, Jen, what's that on your Subway, sir?
It's yummy avocado, a superfood.
Superfood? Will it give me laser vision?
Will it give me super strength?
Ooh, will I be able to fly?
Ooh, I want to fly.
I want to fly. Can I have some? Listen, it's super good and it's super mine.
Super possessive.
Super uncalled for.
Super stingy.
Get your own turkey with avocado at Subway. Tender turkey with avocado and spinach. Or add avocado to your favorite sub. It's avocado season only at Subway.
Limited time only at participating restaurants. See nutritional information at Subway.com.
So are you watching the Olympics in high definition? Better yet, are you watching the Olympics in 3D? You know, Suddenlink has enhanced the London Olympic experience with a dedicated 3D Olympic channel. That's right. Plus the high-definition channel for soccer and high-definition channel for basketball. With Suddenlink On Demand and Suddenlink To Go, which we've told you about, you can watch the London Games anytime, anywhere from your computer. That's just another example of how Suddenlink keeps getting better. Yeah, they're into the Olympics. They know you are too, and they want you to see it the absolute best, and you can with Suddenlink. You know, the Olympic Games run through August the 12th, so there's still plenty of time to get these features from Suddenlink and get your Olympic watching even better. You know, the track and field is still coming up. Suddenlink has launched 3 new temporary channels just for the Olympic Games, the 3D, the Olympic soccer in HD, and the Olympic basketball in HD. 1,750-plus hours of TV coverage of the Olympics on NBC, CNBC, NBC Sports, MSNBC, Bravo, and Telemundo. So you can watch NBC Universal's 3,500 hours of live coverage of the events from London at NBCOlympics.com. So it's Olympics everywhere, and Suddenlink wants to bring it to you. It's all part of the Suddenlink difference. So give them a call. 1-800-915-1866. That's Suddenlink.
840, our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by United Roofing. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com.
High pressure covers the state this morning. Another stretch of hot weather continuing across the region. This is the most impressive one we've seen so far this summer. It'll be sunny and up around 100 today as we get the month of August going. Partly cloudy tonight, 75 to 80. Sunny and 100 to 105 tomorrow. Clear with lows around 80 tomorrow night. It's going to be mostly sunny during the day Friday and a high around 100 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Oh, boy. Oh,
thank goodness.
I was hoping for that.
Been too long. Like old friend Chili.
Well, and again, today, while we're going to be, it's going to feel like we're 3 inches from the sun, which would be nice. We need some cool thoughts about the Olympics, right?
Cool.
Cool. Okay, so who knew that swimmer and overall, what, Ryan, what's his name?
Lochte.
Lochte. Okay. Ryan Lochte didn't earn that six-pack by guzzling beer. Howsomever, we do now know that Ryan did use beer, to an extent, to train for the London 2012 Olympics.
Well.
It can now be reported that in the drinks business and WebMD Health News, that Ryan's head coach, Matt Delancey, revealed the swimmer used a strongman training approach that included throwing 25-pound beer kegs around. If that sounds intense, it's nothing compared to the 400-pound boat chains and 650-pound tires that he dragged and flipped during the training.
Good night.
Ryan spent between 1.5 to 3 hours each week throwing heavy objects. So there you go.
And he still finished fourth the other day.
What can I tell you?
Yeah.
Didn't even get a medal. And speaking of medals.
Now, kids, you know what that proves?
Right.
Training ain't going to help you.
Wear yourself out. That's right. You need famous bowls. That's right. What you need.
Just go on home.
Yeah. Wear yourself out.
Yeah.
So there's, of course, one goal for that athlete in London. That's to get that gold medal. But how much gold is really in a gold medal?
Oh, are we about to have a scandal?
Yeah. Well, no. Just a fact.
Come on.
Finding.
I want a scandal. Scandal
the,
me.
The action. Scandal me. Scandal me. Yeah. Beer man, scandal me.
Yeah.
The actual gold medal, almost double in size compared to those handed out in Beijing in 08. Did you know that? I didn't know that.
Huh.
Are they as big as, like, flapjacks?
They are.
I don't know. I saw a picture of the gymnastics, the women's gymnastics team, excuse me, the girls' gymnastics team.
And they didn't
look like offering plates around their neck, so they can't be that big.
Yeah. Contains 1% gold.
Is that right?
Yep. 92.5% silver. A gold medal costs $640. Okay.
God, and silver's about, you know, $28 an ounce, and gold's about $1,600 an ounce. So yeah.
The silver medals contain 550 grams.
So shouldn't we call it, you know, the gold-plated medal winning team?
Yeah, really, that's true.
Right.
I mean, the Franklin Mint or whoever it is ought to be selling these. Yeah. And they have gold luster. Yeah. Anyway.
Limited firing days.
That's right. It's 700 days, but it's limited, right?
Sure. Yeah. Call now and receive. But wait, there's more.
Yeah, and they, you know, they only make 10,000 coins a day, and they're only going to be 700 days, so yeah, hurry. Quantities are limited. You love that part where they go, a maximum of 8 can be ordered. You know, I bet you could twist their arm.
I have 9. Come on, I just want 9. I just need 9.
Yeah, anyway. So the silver medals contain 550 grams of high-quality silver. They cost around $300. And here's your bronze. Yikes. 97% copper. It's like, you know, they come from air conditioning condensers.
I was going to say, copper's pretty expensive these days.
Yeah. Yeah. 2.5% zinc and 0.5% tin. The raw value is less than $5.
Of a bronze medal?
Yep. Yep.
Oh, my goodness.
You won zinc at the Olympics.
Once again, it's worth
there,
zinc.
You're up there in third, you're going, yeah, it's okay, I'll pass. Yeah, it's okay.
I'm good.
Yeah, good. Yeah, keep it. It'll be fine.
All right,
so here we go. If you want to be the first to know Mitt Romney's running mate, there's an app for that.
I heard about this.
Oh, we've got ourselves an app now for a VP or hello.
Yeah, that's like that old adage about the guy that won the gold medal was so proud, went out and had it bronzed.
Yeah, that's very nice. Thank you. Anyway, so here you go. They have released a new MITS VP app, which it's billing as a way to be the first to know the second member of America's comeback team. That's their advertising. Be the first to know the second member of America's comeback.
Now, that's not good enough. I want to know before Mitt does.
Yep. Users of the app, which is available for your iPhone and Android, will get an instantaneous alert when Romney announces its decision. On startup, ask permission to access your location. I bet it does. And you know what? And you'll continue to get annoying instantaneous alerts from them after that because they will have built a relationship with you. because you cared.
I heard he was planning on announcing like 2 weeks ago, and then Aurora happened, and then the Olympics started, so he's waiting until, I guess, it gets a little bit more play.
He's like,
so,
come on.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, because we're all a Twitter.
Yeah, that's right. I heard what you did there.
Heard what you did.
Yeah. All right. Okay, yeah. Here we go. It's time now for Jethro Trivia. It's our oddly informative little news quiz. Ask a simple question about pop culture and recent current events. Fun to play, easy to win, and fun to play.
Da-da-da-da-da-da. You have to read that? Is that like... Family. We can't use it unless you read all that
stuff?
That's
right. That's exactly right.
Is that it?
Yeah.
Copyright 2012.
Because this
do not rebroadcast without the express written consent of Major League Baseball.
Because this is such powerful stuff that we have here.
Yeah.
All right, here we go. It's the war on drugs today. War on drugs officials.
That's funny. It's funny already.
Yeah, really. Where are the bullets for the war on drugs? Airport officials in Los Angeles recently discovered 4 pounds of methamphetamine disguised as what? Was it A, sea scallops, B, spinach dip, C, Snickers bars, or D, diet methamphetamine? Once again.
What?
4 pounds of meth.
Yeah, no, I know.
Yeah, found
that
in
fourth
Los Angeles.
Answer is kind of dumb.
Yeah,
but,
diet meth. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like Coke, Diet Coke. Got right, it? Coke, yeah. Diet. Okay. Uh-huh. So that means you really don't have to choose from three. No. A, sea scallops, B, spinach dip, C, Snickers bars, or D, diet methamphetamine. And the answer is, Tom?
I'll go with spinach dip.
Spinach dip.
I don't know.
I can't imagine why one would have prepared spinach dip at the airport, so I'm going to go with sea scallops.
I thought you would know this, Chase. This was
you've never eaten it spinach dip and more at the airport?
Really, right next to California Pizza Kitchen. And the Chili's to go.
It's by Scallops or Us. Yeah. Anyway, Long John's scallops. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Security officials found what appeared to be 45 individually wrapped Snickers bars in the luggage of a man flying from L.A. to Japan. On examination, however, each was a solid bar of crystal meth coated in chocolate. Numbsters!
Wow.
Contraband had a street
guessing you
value.
Wouldn't suck the chocolate off of one of those.
Probably not. 250 grand. Actually, the guy, lucky he didn't get caught in Japan with that, because they're a little bit different there. They'd be facing long time in prison.
Yeah, in a Japanese prison.
Yeah.
Yeah, he'd be in Japan a long time.
They probably don't have very high ceilings in their prisons.
You're right, he'd be bumping his head all the time. Yeah.
And he wouldn't be able to understand anything you were saying.
I don't know what time it is.
Could I just find out where the bathroom is? That's all I want.
I have to go so bad.
And why do they all have cameras around their necks?
That's right.
All right.
Oh, God.
Now we've gotten insensitive. Just in case you weren't sure.
Yeah.
Just in case there was any question.
Yeah, in the Japanese prisons, they measure your sentence in radioactive half-life now.
Uh-huh.
Very nice. Hello. Hello.
Hey, guys. How are y'all this morning?
Hey. It's almost Friday. Well, no, it's not, but anyway, go ahead. Yeah.
Listen, I hate to interrupt your fun times there, but I just tuned in late about 8 o'clock. Does anybody know for sure that Cruz won? I haven't seen any numbers. Just
He won by 14%.
Yeah, man, we're pretty much beyond recount.
Yeah, it's not even close. No, I think Dewhurst called him by 8:30. Or go ahead.
I'm sure of that. I would just, you know, always you hear percentages. I've always been about raw numbers, and I can't find anything anywhere.
Okay, Chase will look them up. We'll let you know in a minute. You probably got
give
some numbers there.
Give me just a second.
Hello.
I'll get some raw numbers.
Yeah, I was going to say the bars in Japan run this way.
Yeah. See, we can continue. We don't have to stop.
All right.
Okay.
Here we go.
Here you got your hard numbers.
Hard numbers.
Hard numbers.
Ted Cruz, 631,114.
Okay.
To David Dewhurst's 480,010.
Wow.
56.8 to 43.2.
There you go. Yeah, that's right at 14%.
Well, you know he won because he was the only candidate in the Republican runoff that did a live interview with WTW.
That's right.
That's right. Yeah, he knew where his bread was buttered.
That's right.
Yeah.
Welcome, Mr. Cruz.
Yes, sir. Anything else we can do for you?
Yeah. All right,
remember,
if you need...
when you get up there to Washington, all highfalutin', don't forget us little people down
there. There you go. Need some, if you need a sure sign the apocalypse is coming, you ready? Dennis Rodman is...
Please don't say about to be a father.
Running for what?
Writing a children's book.
Oh, that may be even worse.
TMZ.com reports that he has penned a story called Dennis the Wild Bull that will convey good lessons to children based on, quote, his own experiences.
Oh, good.
As in, don't do this.
So it'll be about body art and tattooing and piercing, rather.
Word is the former basketball player has reconnected with his father. He wants to get closer to his kids and believes the written word will help. Look for the book to be released later this year. Actually, Dennis is about $800,000 behind in child support.
I was going to say, Dennis wants to get closer to his kids. As a former NBA star, that's going to keep him busy for a long time.
Hey, buddy, I think this red sock was meant for your dark load.
Not again. Thanks, talking Super 8 sign.
Looks like you need an escape.
Pow! Whoa, great seats.
Hot dogs.
Hey, over here.
Hey, it's on me. No, I left my wallet in my other sign.
Aw.
But you'll have plenty of extra money to spare by joining Wyndham Rewards at Super8.com, where you can earn free nights and more at every one of our almost 2,300 locations. Super 8, destination super. Visit Super8.com for details. All hotels are independently owned and operated.
For nearly 70 years, Producers Cooperative has been providing quality agricultural products and services to farmers and ranchers in the Brazos Valley. From a full line of livestock feed, seeds and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, it's all at Producers. Producers employs professionals with the expertise to provide technical assistance for your success. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas, north of 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
Find complete nutrition in the Bed Bath and Beyond Shopping Center next to Panda Express, or call 979-703-7987.
Here's David Schulte talking about why they are experts in roofing.
I would consider our roofing specialists experts in the field. And the way that you become an expert is through two things. Number one is through education. We are continually doing monthly continuing education with industry standards, techniques, installation procedures, product updates. And two is through experience. I think experience gets you peace of mind knowing that the roof is done properly the first time. And experience gets you if it's not and there is a problem, and then we have the experience to go back and troubleshoot it and find out what the problem is.
We're definitely better than the other guys. I think what makes us different is the fact that there's integrity in what we do. The fact that if somebody knows that if they were to have a problem, we're going to be there to honor it.
Now at your neighborhood Subway, the new Southwest Chili Collection. A tempting trio of sensational subs loaded with green chilies. Try the Albuquerque turkey with crispy bacon and smooth avocado. The Santa Fe chicken with bacon and creamy ranch. Or the Southwest cheesesteak, a taste as big as the land it hails from. All three with roasted chopped chilies, if you've got the chops. Get to your local Subway for the new Southwest Chili Collection today. Subway, eat fresh.
Limited time only at participating restaurants.
Hey, Jen, what's that on your Subway sub?
It's yummy avocado. A superfood.
Superfood? Will it give me laser vision?
Will it give me super strength?
Ooh, will I be able to fly?
Ooh, I want to fly.
I want to fly. Can I have some? It's super good and it's super mine.
Super possessive.
Super uncalled for.
Super stingy.
Get your own turkey with avocado at Subway. Tender turkey with avocado and spinach. Or add avocado to your favorite sub. It's avocado season only at Subway.
Limited time only at participating restaurants. See nutritional information at Subway.com.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. It's 8:55. Want to talk to Mr. Downs? I want to talk to Mr. Downs.
Yeah, Mr. Downs.
That worked out.
He's here. I've seen him.
I know he is.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. What is it? 695-9599. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. We don't get a phone number for us.
I'm glad we don't give Scott the page function on the phone.
Hey, I want to talk to Ben.
Good morning, Brian Broadcasting. This is Stephanie.
Hey, Stephanie, is Ben around?
Sure. Hang on 1 second.
Okay.
Mr. Downs, it's Scott. Do you want to talk to him?
Yeah, really. I can tell him you're busy.
Yeah.
All page.
I thought he was in his office.
Well, then now's your chance to pick up the little black phone over there and just punch page and say, Ben, I want to talk to you.
This is Ben.
Oh, he didn't know it was us.
Oh, gosh.
Oh,
I was
wow.
not serious so polite.
Yeah,
I apologize.
No,
very,
okay.
very businesslike.
He did. He sounded very businesslike, like yeah. he's about to have to talk to somebody yeah. about something that's
well,
in Washington. The radio said.
There are any like number of people who are hunting for a bite of my rear today. And
oh!
So I was prepared for any option.
Well, isn't it nice, then, that we're not? We're just
I know.
We're here to visit, say hi.
I feel comfortable now. I feel like I'm at home yeah. with the morning show.
Well, today is really kind of a pretty big day in that this is the anniversary of Rush Limbaugh going national.
I was there, you know.
I
was one of the original stations
yeah.
in Nacogdoches where I was at the time.
Uh-huh.
And Roy Jean Muncy, the late Roy Jean, mm-hmm. was program director, and he heard that and he came wandering down to my office and said, "You probably need to listen to this guy. This is really different."
Uh-huh.
And it was.
Yes, it was. Yes, it was.
Yeah.
Yeah. If we would be a wide spot in the radio world right now were it mm. not for
yeah.
Rush, that's for sure.
And the real thing to win a bar bet with is if you can ever, if you remember who the guy was that Rush Limbaugh replaced on
oh.
TalkNet,
Ooh.
On the TalkNet radio network.
Was it Bruce Williams?
No.
No.
Yeah. Everybody else has.
Here you go. Here's a run to the Google keyboard right now, and that is Owen Spann.
Oh, my. What?
Yeah, good stuff. Yeah. Don't ask me. Go to Google.
Okay.
I couldn't tell you.
Wow.
Owen Spann.
All right. Huh. Owen sitting somewhere in a darkened room going, well.
I could have been a contender.
Right. Well, I don't know. I think he may be in a dark place, but it's not a room right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, I understand. Well, once again, so all those people who are out selling advertising today at our radio station and other talk radio stations who carry Rush, I'm sure.
Thanks, least, big guy.
That's exactly right. Also, it's on the same day, if you will, August the 1st, that MTV began broadcasting in U.S. America.
Oh, really? Man. Were you there for that?
You know, I wasn't. I mean, I saw it later on that day, but video killed the radio star, of course.
Yeah. Yeah.
Scott took
bundles.
One look at it and said, nah, it'll never
yeah,
catch
yeah,
on.
Yeah. All right, anyway, so I just thought I'd let you know about that so you could be in the know.
Well, thank you. I will celebrate accordingly.
Thank you. All right, see you later. Tonight, by the way, is interesting in that it brings us the first of two full moons in August.
Mm.
Next one will be August the 31st.
Really?
Some almanacs and calendars tell us that two full moons occur when a calendar month, second full moon is called, of course, a blue moon, so go drink one. And yeah, the second full moon in a month is a blue moon. Didn't know that, did you?
Huh, no, I didn't.
First one has occurred since 1999. There you are. All right, on this date in history.
I love this part.
I know you do. Mm-hmm. It 1889, it rained ants in Strasbourg, Germany. Rained ants. Uncles came later. 1941, the first Jeep was produced. Parade magazine devoted 3 pages to what it called the Army's most intriguing new gadget, as in 1941. And as mentioned, 1981, MTV, and, you know, that's when they used to play music as opposed to what they do now. And I think we all probably remember also in 2007. That's